Hello, this is Rick Harmon reporting for Main Menu tonight. I'm going to talk to you tonight about the latest operating system released by Microsoft, which is Windows Vista. Windows Vista was released to the public on January 30th, 2007, and for the first time in screen reader history, there were screen readers actually available for the public to use upon the release of the operating system. Ceratex System Access was available when Vista released, and also GW Micro's WindowEyes was available as a beta upon the release of Vista, and within 30 days of that, Freedom Scientific released JAWS 8.0 Beta 1 for Vista on February 28th. And as of this recording, now on April 26th, JAWS 8.0 Beta 2 has been released. Everything I show you tonight will be based upon JAWS 8.0 Beta 2. So please realize that this is a beta of JAWS, and there are some issues with JAWS and Vista still, but those have lessened greatly since Beta 2 was released, and hopefully very soon the final version of JAWS will be released. The final version of WindowEyes was released a couple of weeks ago. So, what I'm going to show you tonight will be this latest operating system, which is Windows Vista. So, I hope you enjoy the demonstration. Okay, first, I would like to take you around the desktop here on Vista. So, I'm now at the Start button.
Start button.
And you will find, for the most part, navigating around Vista is very similar to navigating around XP. There are some differences, but you'll find here as I start tabbing around.
Taskbar gold wave button to move through items, press left or right arrow.
You have your taskbar.
System gray button to move between the buttons, use the left and right arrows. JAWS for Windows button. Freedom Box Remote Controls, Windows Sidebar Button, AVG Free Edition Dash Control Center, Network Time Synchronization, System Tray Currently Connected to Colon Network 2 Act, Volume Button, 8:36 AM Clock.
You see you have a system tray, just like you had in earlier versions of Windows. Now we're going to tab on to the desktop.
Tab, desktop, folder view, list view, recycle bin, 1 of 26, to move the items use the arrow keys. Microsoft Outlook, Adobe Reader 7.0, AVG 7.5, Bookport Transfer, Epson Scan, Freedom Box 2.
And as you can tell, I have icons on my desktop, just like I do on XP and earlier operating systems. So, for the most part, your desktop is not going to look dramatically different to you using JAWS than it does on XP or 2000 or 98. What I'm going to show you now is what there will be some difference is in our Start menu. So,
menu, edit, start, search, edit, to move through items, press up or down arrow.
Now, when you press your Start button in Vista, you automatically come up into a search edit box. The Vista Start menu is quite a bit different than the XP Start menu. I'm going to show it to you here just briefly, just so you can get an idea of the differences. My Start menu has been changed to Classic, and then I changed it back to the regular Vista Start menu today for recording, but for some reason it doesn't quite match the original Start menu, so I'm not going to show you a lot of that. What I did is switch my Start menu to Classic, and a lot of you may want to do this, and a lot of you may not want to do this, so, you know, that's going to be an individual choice. But
start, search, edit.
like I said, when you hit your start button, you'll be in an edit box. Now, what Vista does differently than XP is that you can use the search box to actually kind of replace your run command in XP. So if I wanted to go to, say, the control panel,
C-O-N-T-A-R-O-L-A-V-G Control Center. Control panel. Game controllers.
I can arrow up and down through this search where I've typed in control.
Control panel.
And I find my second option here is control panel. And I can just simply enter on that if I wanted.
Enter. Leaving menus. Control panel. Folder view list view. Not selected at hardware. Hardware and sounds. 1 of 52. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
And then my control panel comes up. So, actually, in ways, it's very useful. Some people like it a lot. I've decided, until I kind of get used to Vista, I'm going to work with the classic start menu myself, but you may choose not to do this.
Alt F4. Menu, edit, start, search, edit. To move through items, press up or down arrow.
Now, once you press the start button, you can up and down arrow out of the search entry.
All programs submenu A.
You'll have an all programs, just like you did on XP. And then as you arrow up, you will have some other options. You'll have more options than I do here, so I can't show you it exactly as it is.
Email 2 of 2 E. Internet 1 of 2 I. Edit, start, search, edit.
And then I've wrapped back around. There's actually 8 or 9 different choices on the Vista start menu normally, but
leaving menus, start menu to activate, press the space bar. Lock this computer to activate, press the space bar. Menu, shut down to move through items, press up or down arrow, U.
And as you right arrow from the start menu while it's up, you get these different options. And to get the shutdown, which we're normally used to on the start menu, you have to right arrow 3 times.
Sleep S, restart R, lock O. Log off L. Switch user W.
And then you up and down arrow through this menu.
Shut down U.
So that part of it is a bit different. Okay, next I would like to tell you some of the new features in Vista. The version of Vista that I am running here is called Vista Ultimate. And let me first go through what versions of Vista are available to you. There are 5 versions of Vista available. 3 of those are for the consumer, and 2 of those are for business. So what we have available is Vista Home Basic, Vista Home Premium, Vista Business, Vista Business Enterprise, and Vista Ultimate. Now, for most home users, you will probably either go with Vista Home Premium or Vista Ultimate. I don't really recommend Vista Home Basic for anybody. It's kind of very limited. It doesn't have a lot of the goodies that are available with Home Premium or Ultimate. Most of you will definitely want to use the Home Premium. Home Premium has a lot of the features that XP Media Center had. It includes the Media Center in it. Now, for business users, you have Vista Business, and you have Vista Business Enterprise, and you won't really be able to get a hold of Vista Business Enterprise because that's available only to large corporations. And Vista Ultimate is a combination of Vista Home Premium and Vista Business. So it gives you the entire package. One of the nice things about Vista is, say for some reason or another, you bought Vista Home basic. And you decided, well, I want more. But I don't want to have to go out and spend, the total purchase price of a new copy of Vista. Well, the nice thing about Vista is that the DVD that you get Vista on contains all the versions of Vista already on it. And if you want to upgrade from Home Basic or Home Premium to Ultimate, all you have to do is pay the difference of the price and you'll be given a new key. And you don't even have to reinstall Vista to get the new functionality. You just simply go in, give it your new key, and all the additional features are released for you. So that is one nice change. There are a lot of additions in Vista over XP, and one of the biggest and most important reasons, and I guess if you upgraded for any single reason, this reason would be the most important. Vista is much, much more secure than XP and the earlier operating systems were. Vista incorporates a feature called User Access Controls. And at first, this kind of seemed a bit tedious to me and seemed to be a bit of a nuisance, but I can really, now after using it for a bit, see where it would be very, very useful. What User Access Control does is anytime you go to make any kind of a change to the system, or you install a new program, or if you're on the internet and a program downloads and wants to run, or say like myself, you're on a multi-user system here. I have two operating systems installed, and you want to access files back and forth. User Access Control limits you on the things that can be allowed to happen without your permission. Even if you're administrator on your system, the User Access Control will pop up when you try to install a new program or something from the internet tries to execute. And it will come up and it will ask you, are you sure you want to do this? And you will have to go to continue and tell it to allow it to do this process. And while a lot of you are probably going to say, well, I don't want that, this is too tedious, I don't want to have to answer that all the time, I guarantee you that most any one of you listening out there has had a virus or something from a program that you've gotten from the internet. And Internet Explorer 7, which also is on Vista, in conjunction with the UAC, makes it much, much more secure. Internet Explorer runs in a protected mode, which allows it to be isolated from everything else on the computer. And it, I would assume, would virtually almost make it impossible for you to get a virus from the internet anymore. So, I'm not going to sit and harp on this, but if there's anything you would upgrade to Vista for, that would definitely be one of the things that I would recommend. Other new additions to Vista, as I said, you have Media Center built into Home Premium. And also, Home Premium, when you're using JAWS, is a standard license instead of a professional license. So you don't have to upgrade to professional to be able to use Media Center now with Vista, as you did on XP. So that's another nice change. We have an updated email program called Windows Mail, which is essentially Outlook Express with a few more things added to it, such as a phishing filter and some spam filtering capabilities. But other than that, it's pretty much the same as Outlook Express. We also now have independent volume controls for each application, and that has turned out to be real nice. In XP and earlier operating systems, you basically couldn't control each of your application's volumes independently. So one of the biggest complaints is that you couldn't have JAWS volume higher and lower than, say, you know, a music program or something you were playing. Well, now with Vista, you have the capability to adjust all your volume controls independently, including JAWS. And that is very nice. Other new features are what is called the Windows Sidebar, which may or may not be useful to everybody, but that includes a new set of what they call gadgets, which allows you to display certain things on the screen, like news, weather, stocks, some of your system information. I haven't played with that a lot yet, but that is one of the new features. Another new feature is speech recognition. I haven't played with speech recognition a lot, but it may provide to be very useful in the future as well. It's supposed to be very good. In Home Premium and Ultimate, you have a video DVD maker program, which allows you to take files and create video DVDs. You know, you can take pictures, make slideshows. You can take video you've captured either from Media Center or from another source, and you can take those and burn those as DVD video discs. And I've worked with that a bit, and it's pretty easy to use. It's not 100% accessible, but it is very easy to use. Let's see what else. Some of the games that come with Vista are accessible. Solitaire is now accessible. Minesweeper is accessible. I think there are a couple others that are accessible as well. So that's kind of nice. And those are basically just a few of some of the new goodies that come with Vista. I'm sure I haven't covered everything, but those are some of the major changes and additions to Vista that I wanted to let you know about. Now I'd like to start showing you some of the different things in Vista here with JAWS. So let's get started. One of the first things I'd like to show you is the new volume controls that I was speaking about. Now, there are a couple ways that you can do this from Vista. And
tab, start button to open. Tab, taskbar, go. Tab, notification area system tray. To move between the buttons, use the left and right arrows.
You can go into your system tray.
System tray, tab 1, colon, Skype left parent, tab 1, colon, button. JAWS for Windows button. Freedom Box remote control server left parent.
And as you can see, as usual,
9:48 a.m. clock.
I don't have very good access.
System tray volume button currently connected to colon. System tray Skype left parent not connected right parent button. To move between the buttons, use the left and right arrows.
To my system tray. And unfortunately, with JAWS right now, you know, you would say, well, do an insert F11.
Select the system tray icon dialog. List box. Skype left parent not connected right parent. 1 of 8. Temp 1 colon 84 F temp 2 colon. Network time synchronization. JAWS for Windows. Freedom Box remote control server. Windows sidebar. AVG free edition dash control center. Network time synchronization last.
You'll see I do not have access to my volume control using insert F11. And for some reason or another, and I assume this is a Vista issue, you don't have access to the volume control from the system tray when you're using the insert F11. So what I have done
Escape. System tray 100%. To move between the buttons, use the left and right arrows.
As I've created a menu item on my desktop for it, and also what you can do is...
To navigate, press up or down arrow. Context menu. Default programs. To move through items, press up or down arrow. D. Default programs. D.
You can go to your start menu, and I'm back in the classic view now. So you either click your start button, and if you're in the Vista view for the startup menu, you'll immediately go into the search. Or if you're in classic, you go to
R. Leave in menus. Run dialog. Type the name of a program, folder, document, or internet resource, and Windows will open it for you. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
And you'd go to run, and you type in SNDVOL.
Enter. Volume mixer dialog. Speakers. Device made volume up down slider 10%. To increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
And this will take you into the volume controls for all the playback volumes. Volume controls are different in Vista than they were in XP. To get to the recording controls, you just can't simply go into the volume control and go to properties and select them. You actually have to go through control panel and sounds and audio, and you have to go through there and go to the recording devices and select volumes through there. But this will give you all of your playback controls, and that's what most everybody wants all the time anyways. I set up a menu on my desktop to do this as well, and you may want to do something like that. But we're now in the volume control.
Speakers up down slider 10%.
And the first item is the main volume control, which they call speakers.
Device made mute button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus M.
You have mute buttons for each of these volumes. I would recommend not messing with these mutes. I ran into problems and had to have sighted assistance to get my volumes unmuted. I accidentally clicked on a mute, and I don't know if JAWS on Beta 1 was having focus issues or not, but it ended up muting all my volumes. And it's difficult to get those turned back on, as you can imagine.
Volume for Windows sounds up down slider 10%. To increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
So, now we come to a volume control that says Windows sounds, and what you can do is you can adjust the volume.
89, 8, 7, 4, 73%, 72%, 71, 5, 8, space, P-E-R-C-E-N-T.
And that's a JAWS bug. And it wants to spell out the volume control if you hit it rapidly.
57, 5, 5, 5, 4, 9, space, P-E-R-C-E-N-T.
Let me page down.
29%. 4, 6, 8, 100%. 86, 4, 2, 0, space, P-E-R, 19%.
But you can adjust your all your little dings and stuff. You can adjust those volumes up and down.
39%. 59%. Mute for Windows sounds button to activate. Volume for Skype. Take a deep breath, left parent, data right parent, up down slider 10%. To increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
And here's another bug. You can hear that JAWS said the volume control was 10%. And this is obviously a Vista issue. It's really 90%. And if I up and down arrow on it...
89%. 90%.
It will say it correctly. But if I tell it here to give me what the volume control says.
Skype, take a deep breath, left parent, D, dot, 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 up, down, slider, 10%.
It says it wrong. And if I try to arrow through this quickly.
89, 8, 8, 6, space, P-E-R-C-E-N-T. 85%, 84, 8, 8, 8, 0, space, P.
It wants to spell it out, so hopefully they're working on that. So that is a bit of a quirk.
87%, 88%, 89%, 90%. Mute for Skype, take a deep breath, left. Volume for application file for JAWS up down slider 10%. To increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
And here is your volume control for JAWS.
70%.
As I drop it.
50%. 30%.
You can hear the JAWS volume getting lower.
31%. 32%. 33%. 34. 3. 3. 6. Space. P. 56%. 76%. 96%. 95%. 94, 9, 91%, 90%. Mute for application file for JAWS button. Device made volume up down slider 0%. To increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
And as you have other programs running, like MSN Messenger, Winamp, your Internet Explorer, you will have additional volume controls that will come up as each application is running, and you can adjust those volume controls as well. An interesting place where this came in handy yesterday as I was on MySpace. And a lot of the web pages on MySpace tend to have music playing on them that you can't stop. And what I was able to do to get around this is I was able to adjust independently the volume control for Internet Explorer. And I could reduce the music volume enough, and I could adjust my volume for JAWS up high enough that I was able to still view the pages and have the music lowered, which is something you couldn't do on XP or 2000 or 98. So that's one nice change, and I used this quite a bit. Some other changes are the way you change some of your display settings. I'm going to go into Control Panel.
Context. Shutdown. Run. Help and support. Search submenu C. Settings submenu S. Control Panel C. Enter. Leaving menus. Control Panel. Folder view. List view. Not selected. Add hardware. Hardware and sound. 1 of 52. To move the items, use the arrow keys. Not selected. Add hardware.
Now, a lot of things have changed their namings in Vista, so this will take some getting used to. But if you want to change some of your display settings and sound settings, we now go to an item in the control panel called presentation.
P, parental controls. P, parent input devices.
And there was another one of the new additions to Vista, which is parental controls, where you can limit what things your kids can do on the computer and when they can use it.
P, people near me. P, performance information and tools. P, personalization.
Okay, we're at personalization.
Enter. Window color and appearance link, Alt plus W. Tab, desktop background link, Alt plus K. Tab, screensaver link, Alt plus S. Tab, sounds link, Alt plus N. Tab, mouse pointers link, Alt plus I. Tab, theme link, Alt plus M. Tab, display settings link, Alt plus Y. Tab, toolbar desktop split button to activate, press the tab, search edit, type in, tab, change desktop icons link, Alt plus P.
And what this does is it combines several different things from the earlier operating systems and control panels, such as mouse, pointers, sound settings, display settings, all into one control. So that's kind of nice.
Change desktop icons link.
You can change your desktop icons.
Tab, adjust font size, left parent, DPI, right parent, link, Alt plus J.
Change your font size.
Tab, taskbar and start menu link, Alt plus B. Tab, ease of access link, Alt plus O. Tab, window color and appearance link, Alt plus W.
We go in here.
Enter. Appearance settings dialog, appearance page, color scheme, colon, list box, window standard, 2 of 7. To move to an item, press the arrow keys, Alt plus C, active window, message box.
This is where you can set your color settings.
Tab, effects, .. button, to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus E, window standard.
And your effects.
Tab, advanced, .. button, tab, OK button, to activate, press spacebar. Tab, cancel button, space, personalization, window color, tab, desktop background link, Alt plus K.
You can change your desktop background, you can go in and set a background, or just a single, you know, color background through here.
Tab, screensaver link, Alt plus S.
You can adjust your screensaver and power settings.
Tab, sounds link, Alt plus N.
This is one way into the sound settings. You can also still go through sounds and audio in the control panel.
Tab, mouse pointers link, Alt plus I.
We have access to mouse pointers here, which really isn't relevant to us.
Tab, theme link, Alt plus M.
And here's your display themes.
Tab, display settings link, Alt plus Y.
Your display settings.
Enter. Display settings dialog, monitor page, drag the icons to match. Tab, drag the icons to match. Tab, resolution, colon, left, right, slider, 25%. To increase or decrease, use the arrow keys, Alt plus R. Resolution, colon, left, right, slider. Tab, colors, colon, combo box, highest left parent, 32-bit right parent, 2 of 2.
So here
change
you
the selection,
can
use the arrow keys, Alt plus C.
Adjust your display settings.
Tab, how do I get the tab? Advanced settings, dot, dot, tab, OK button to activate, press space bar. Tab, cancel button to, space. Personalization, display settings link, Alt plus Y. A. Folder view, list view. Personalization, appearance and personalization, semicolon, hardware and sound, 27 of 52. To move the items, use the arrow keys. Personalization, appearance and personalization, semicolon, hardware.
So, there's one of the other changes. Let's see what else we have in control panel since I'm here.
Phone and modem options, hardware. Power options, hardware. Printers, hardware and sound. Problem reports and solutions, system and maintenance.
Problem reports and solutions is kind of nice. It kind of replaces the dialog box that popped up when you crashed a program in XP, where it would report to Windows the problem. This is more automated in Vista, and it happens more or less automatically most of the time. And the nice thing is, quite a few times it will come back and it will give you a solution to your problem, potentially. And this has helped me several times. And you can go in here and it will display any of your problems that you've had and solutions that are available.
Programs and features, programs.
Programs and features. Programs and features is what was called in XP and earlier was add and remove programs. I'm going to go in here for a minute and show it to you.
Enter. Folder view list view. Not selected at dash aware scripts 1.34/19/2007720KB 1 of 11. To move the items use the arrow keys 7%. Not.
Now if you remember in XP and earlier operating systems, and the only way you could go through add remove programs was up and down arrow.
Add dash aware SE, Adobe Flash Player, Adobe Reader Set, Arachnophilia, API Catalyst Install Manager.
And if you needed to get to the end, unfortunately, you just had to arrow till you got to it. One of the nice new changes in Vista is you have navigation functionality. You can use first key navigation.
F, FileZilla left paren, remove only right paren. W, Winamp left paren, remove only right paren.
You can hit page up.
Page up, Microsoft Office XP Professional. Page down, Windows Live Site Dash and Assistant.
Page down, you can hit home.
Add Dash Aware Scripts 1.3.
You can hit end.
End, Windows Live Site Dash and Assistant. Windows Live Messenger. Windows left paren, remove only right paren.
So you have much easier and quicker access to what programs you want to add and remove. Another change is, you used to have to tab around. Now, if you tab around on Vista,
tab name better bar 1 to 4, tab toolbar desktop split, tab search edit items, tab explorer pane, tab get new programs online, tab view purchase software, tab restore left, tab turn Windows feature, tab to uninstall the programs, tab explorer pane, tab folder view list view, window left paren, remove only right paren 3/.
You tab through the dialog. You don't get to the point to where you can uninstall one of these programs. In Vista, what you have to do is you have to hit your applications key.
Applications, context menu, uninstall / change. To navigate, press up or down arrow, U.
And you get your uninstall option.
0%.
So, there's another change.
Escape, leaving menus, programs and features, folder view. Programs and features, programs. Quick time additional options. Regional and language options, clock, language, scanners and cameras, hardware, security center, silicon image, silicon, sound, hardware and sound. Speech recognition options, ease of access.
And here's your speech recognition settings. This is where you can train it and turn it on and off and, you know, set it up initially.
Sync Center Network and Internet. System and Maintenance. Tablet PC Settings Hardware and Sound. Taskbar and Start Menu Appearance and Personalization. Text-to-Speech Hardware and Sound. User Accounts and Family Safety.
User Accounts has some new functions in it, such as turning on and off the user access controls and other various things.
Welcome Center System and Maintenance.
The Welcome Center is a new feature that comes up on Vista initially when the computer comes on, and it's something you can turn off and you can get to through the control panel. And what it allows you to do is it has a bunch of different settings on it to get to things quickly. Some people may like that, and some people may not.
Windows Card Space User Accounts and Family. Windows Defender Program Semicolon Security.
We have Windows Defender, which is built into Vista now.
Windows Firewall Network and Internet Semicolon Security.
Give your firewall settings.
Windows Sidebar Properties Appearance and Personalization Semicolon Programs.
We have the sidebar controls here.
Windows Sideshow Hardware and Sound Semicolon Pro. Windows Update System and Maintenance Semicolon Security.
And we have also Windows Update. And that has changed somewhat as well.
Home. Add Hardware and Sound. Administrative Tool System and Maintenance. Autoplay Hardware and Sound. Backup and Restore Center System and Maintenance.
On certain versions of Vista, you have backup and restore programs that are supposed to be much better than what came with the earlier operating systems. With Vista Home Premium and I believe probably Vista Business and Vista Ultimate, I believe, you have the capability to actually image your hard drive and back it up and restore it, kind of like Ghost. And that's real nice. I haven't messed with that any yet.
BitLocker Drive Encryption Security.
BitLocker is a security function that comes with Vista. If you have a new enough computer or laptop that has built-in security, you can use BitLocker to enable it where if somebody would steal your computer or notebook, they couldn't access any of the files on the hard disk.
Bluetooth devices, hardware and sound, semicolon, net, color management, hardware and sound. Data, time, clock, language, default programs, programs.
Here's where you can change some of your default settings for programs, such as what certain activities, like if you go to internet or email, which programs come up by default.
Device manager, hardware and sound, semicolon, system of maintenance.
You have a direct link to the device manager. You can still go through system as well.
Ease of access center, ease of access, semicolon, appearance and personalization.
Ease of access center is a replacement to what was in the earlier operating systems, the accessibility options. And that's where you can get to narrator and other accessibility options, such as the magnifier and other things.
Folder options, appearance and personalization. Fonts, appearance and personalization. Game controllers, hardware and sound. Indexing options, system of maintenance. Internet options, network and internet semicolon. iSCSI initiator, system of maintenance. Keyboard, hardware and sound. Mail, additional options. Mouse, hardware and sound. Network and sharing center, network and internet. Offline files, network and internet. Parental controls, user accounts and family safety, semicolon, security.
Okay, and we've basically come back around. So those are some of the changes to the control panel and the changes to your volume controls. Now what I would like to show you is the UAC feature that's new to Vista, the UAC or user access controls. And I'm going to show you how that works. So one of the things I can do to make the UAC pop up is
tab, start button, tab, taskbar, gold, tab, system tray, JAWS for Windows button to move it, 10:44 a.m. clock, enter, date and time information, Monday, April, tab, change date and time settings, link, 30.
If I go in and try and change the date and time settings, the user access controls will come up and verify that I'm actually wanting to do this.
Space, press. Date and time dialog, date and time page, change date and time, button to activate, press spacebar, alt plus D.
And when I change the date and time here with the button,
space. User account control. User account control dialog. Windows needs your permission to continue if you started this action. Continue. Date and time, Microsoft Windows user account control. Don't stop unauthorized changes to your computer. Cancel button to activate, press spacebar. Tab, details button.
And you could either get details.
Tab, continue button to activate, press spacebar, alt plus C.
You could tell UAC that you want to continue with this operation, then it's okay to do it.
Tab, cancel button to activate, press spacebar.
Or you could cancel it, say you downloaded a program and you executed it and it ended up being a Trojan. And the Trojan started trying to do things. UAC would come up and say, hey, do you want to do this? And you could stop it dead in its tracks, hopefully, with this feature. Now you might say, well, you know, why does it pop up just to change the system time? And I agree with you. To an extent there, it does pop up sometimes for reasons that, you know, really aren't that big a deal. But I guess changing the system time, if you changed it enough, you know, could cause Windows to do something funny or maybe another program to do something funny. And that's why it pops up. But it pretty much pops up when you try to do any kind of a system change or execute a program from Internet Explorer or install a new program. I just wanted to kind of show you that.
Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, grid 1 of 31. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
Another one of the things I'd like to show you just briefly is the Windows update and how that looks now.
Context menu, default program, run dot dot, help and search submenu, settings submenu, control panel C, enter, leaving menus. Control panel, full, end. Windows update, enter. View available updates link.
One thing that's different with Vista over the older operating systems is that most of the dialogues are web-based or HTML-based, and they'll have links and stuff in them. So that's one of the differences. I'm up in the Windows update.
New available updates link.
And one of the options we have here is we can view available updates.
Enter. List view, not selected, BitLocker Adepts Enhancements optional 4/23/2007. List view, Windows Dream Scene preview optional. Home, Chinese left parent, Hong Kong, S.A.R. Right parent, Chinese left parent, Danish language, Dutch language pack optional 1/28/2007.
And it's showing me that I have some language packs available, and I have BitLocker and a couple other little things available.
Tab, cancel button to activate, press space bar. Space. View available updates link. Tab, view available extras link.
You have extras. These are things that are available for Ultimate.
Tab, view update history link.
You can view your update history.
Space, press. OK button to activate, press space bar. Tab, toolbar desktops. Tab, search edit, type in head. Tab, link installed updates link. Tab, troubleshoot problems with installing updates link. Tab, list view, not selected, definition update for Windows Defender dash KD, not cumulative update for, definition update for Windows Defender, MSXML 4. Definition update for, definition update for Windows Defender.
And you can go down through your list and see all of your updates. It's real simple.
Tab, OK button to activate, press space bar. OK, space. View available updates link. Tab, view available extras link. Tab, view update history link. Tab, check for updates link.
You can check for updates, which I'm not going to do here, but this will allow you to check for your updates.
Tab, change settings link.
You can change your settings for your updates, how you want the updates to work, if you want it to automatically download things for you or not.
Tab, view update history link. Tab, restore edit updates link.
Okay, and we're done with that.
All that for-
couple other little things I'll show you as far as utilities.
Context, shut, run, search sub, settings, document sub, program sub, accessory sub menu, app dash aware scripts, accessory sub, system tool sub menu, S. Tablet PC submit, system tool submenu, enter. Character map, C. Computer, C. Control panel, C. Disk cleanup, D. Disk defragmenter, D.
Disk defragmenter.
Enter program submenu to navigate, press up or down arrow, leaving menus. Unavailable, user account control. User account control dialog, Windows needs your permission to continue if you started this action, continue, micro tab, details button, tab, continue button, to space.
And then there's dialog, our button. Friend, UAC again. Making sure I want to do this.
Tab, how does disk defragmenter help? Link.
One of the changes in disk defragmenter for Vista is that it actually will allow you to schedule automatic defragmentation of your hard drives.
Tab, run on the schedule left parent recommended right parent checkbox check to clear checkmark press space R alt plus R. Tab, modify schedule dot 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 button to activate space disk defragmenter colon modify schedule dialog cancel button to activate press space R. Tab, how often colon combo box monthly free of free to change the selection use the arrow keys. Alt,
and you can change it from like monthly to weekly to daily.
Tab, what day colon combo box 1/32 to change the selection use the arrow keys. Alt,
what
plus
day
w.
of the week, what day of the month.
Tab, what time colon combo box 8 a.m. 9/24 to change the selection use the arrow keys. Alt plus T.
What time.
Tab, cancel button to activate space modify schedule dot 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 button. Tab, defragment now button to activate press space bar. Alt plus N.
Or you can actually just go and defragment now.
Tab, close button to activate Windows M, desktop, folder view, list view, RIT 1/31, key, program, sub, app dash aware script, the rational, app that, accessory sub, ease of access sub menu, system tool sub menu, enter, backup status, character map, C, computer, C, control panel, C, disk cleanup, D, disk defragmenter, D, internet explorer, left parent, no, system information, F, internet explorer, left parent, no, app dash on, right parent, I.
If you're having troubles with internet explorer, you can go in here and run internet explorer with no add-ons and see if that's causing part of your problem. It's one of the new things.
System information, S. System restore, S. Task scheduler, T. Windows Easy Transfer, W.
Windows Easy Transfer will allow you to transfer your settings and certain information from an earlier operating system like XP. If you was running XP and you wanted to import some of your settings, I really haven't messed with that.
Backup status and configuration, D. Character map, C. Computer, C. Control panel, C. Disk cleanup, D.
Disk cleanup's changed a bit, I think.
Activate press space bar, alt plus M. Disk cleanup options dialog. Choose which files to clean up. My files only button to activate press space bar, alt plus M.
You can tell it whether to clean up your files or everybody's files.
Tab, files from all users on this computer button to activate press space bar, alt plus F.
Which is new. XP, you had to do it on each account.
Tab, cancel button to act. Tab, my files only button to activate press space. Tab, files from all users on it. Shift tab, my files open space. Disk cleanup colon drive selection dialog. OK button to activate press space bar.
Choose your drive.
Tab, exit button to activate. Tab, drives, colon, combo box. Vista left parent, E, colon, right parent, 2 of 3. To change the selection, use the arrow keys, Alt plus D. Tab, OK, but, space. 4%. Disk cleanup dialog. Calculating dot 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 system error memory dump file scanning colon. Cancel button to activate, press space bar.
And it gives you some different places that you can clean up where you didn't have near as easy access to them in XP. I'll show you that here in a second.
Scanning colon system error memory dump files 57%. Disk cleanup for Vista left parent E colon right parent dialog. Disk cleanup page list view. Downloaded program files 4.85 MB checked 1 of 9 to move. Graphic 857 offline web pages 13. Graphic 857 temporary internet files 5.93 MB checked. Graphic 857 offline web pages 13.7 KB checked.
And sometimes Vista will ding at you. I think it's something with JAWS causing that, but I'm not real sure.
Graphic 857 recycle bin 0 bytes checked. Graphic 263 system error memory dump files 132 MB not checked.
So there you can dump your error files.
Space checked. Graphic 857 recycle bin 0 bytes checked.
Recycle bin.
Graphic 857 offline web pages 13.7 KB checked. Graphic 857 temporary internet files.
Temporary internet files.
Graphic 8, graphic 263 temporary files 1. Graphic 857 thumbnails 3.00 MB checked. Graphic 263 for user archive Windows error recording files 1.51 MB not checked. Space checked. Tab, how does this cleanup work? Lib. Tab, OK button to activate, press space bar. Tab, cancel button to act. Tab, disk cleanup tab, the switch pages, press control tab. Tab, list view, graphic 857 per user. Tab, how does disk clean? Tab, OK button, space. Disk cleanup dialog, delete files button to activate, press space bar. Delete files, space, 3%. Disk cleanup dialog, cleaning up drive Vista left parent E colon right parent. Downloaded program files cleaning colon, cancel button to activate, press space bar. 96%, 98%, 99%, 100%.
Okay, now what I'd like to show you is I'm going to go in to the games that come with Vista. And since I'm using Vista Ultimate, I'm not sure which games come with which versions of Vista, but I am assuming that Home Premium comes with most of the games that are included in Vista Ultimate, except for perhaps Texas Hold'em. Now, all of the games that come with Vista are not accessible. I know a few definitely are, and those are the ones I will show you.
Minesweeper.
And Minesweeper is one of them, and I'm going to go into it.
Enter. Leaving menus. Minesweeper. Menu bar. Game to navigate. Press menu. Game menu. New game F2 to navigate. Press up. Enter. Leaving menus. Minesweeper. Row 1. Row 1. Column 1. Tile left parent. Concealed right parent. Button to activate. Press space bar.
And as I go across the tiles, you can hear them announced.
Row 1, row 1, column 2, tile left parent, concealed right parent. Row 2, row 2, column 2, tile left parent, concealed right parent. Button to activate, press space bar.
And I'm going to hit my space bar.
Space. Row 2, column 2, tile left parent, concealed right parent. Button. Row 2, row 2, column 3, tile left parent, cleared right parent. No mind surrounding, button to activate, press space. Row 2, row 2, column 2, tile left parent, cleared right parent. No mind surrounding, button to activate, press space bar. Row 1, row 1, space. Row 1, row 1, column 3, tile left parent, cleared right space. Row 1, row 1, column 4, tile left parent, cleared right parent. Row 1, row 1, column 5, tile left parent, cleared right parent. No row 1, row 1, column 6, tile left parent, cleared right parent. No mind surrounding, button to activate, press space bar. Row 1, row 1, column 7, tile left parent, cleared right parent. Row 2, row 2, column 7, tile left parent, cleared right parent. Row 3, row 3, column 7, tile left parent, cleared right parent. No mind surrounding, button to activate, press space bar.
Boy, I must have hit a really big clearing.
Row 4, row 4, column 7, tile left parent, cleared right parent. Row 5, row 5, column 7, tile left parent, cleared right parent. Row 6, row 6, row 6, column 6, row 6, row 6, column 5, tile left parent, concealed right parent. Button to activate, press space bar.
Oh, there's one.
Space.
Yeehaw. I got game blown up.
Sorry, you lost this game. Better luck next time. Time, colon, 55 seconds. Games play, colon, 2 games, 1 full. Space, Minesweeper.
Okay.
Context menu, default probe T, program submenu, T, game submenu, T. Chess Titans, C, Freecell, F, Games Explorer, Hearts, A, Hold Apostrophe, Pickball, I, Mahjong Titans, M, Minesweeper, M. Purple Place P. Solitaire S.
Solitaire is accessible.
Enter. Leaving menus. Solitaire. Stack 4 number 4 2 of clubs button to activate, press space bar. Stack 5 number 5 9 of spades button to activate, press space bar. Stack 6 number 6 5 of spades button to activate, press. Stack 7 number 7 5 of hearts button to activate, face down button to activate, press space bar.
And there's our deck.
Space. Face down button to activate, press. Button deal space card 3 3 of spades button to activate, press space bar. Suit stack 1 empty button to activate, press space bar. Suit stack 2 empty button to activate, press space bar.
And there's where we place our cards.
Suit stack 3, suit stack 4 empty button, stack 1 number 1 4 of clubs button to activate, press space bar. Stack 2 number 2 6 of hearts button to activate, press. Stack 3 number 3 ace of clubs button to activate, press. Stack 4 number 4 2 of clubs button to activate, press. Stack 5 number 5 9 of spades button to activate, press space bar.
And I'm not really going to go through and play this, but I just want to show you that you can actually now use it. And then it's accessible and I would assume fairly easy to use.
Alt F4, exit. Title is Solitaire Exit Game. Context menu, T, program submenu, T, game submenu, T. Chess Titans, C.
Chess Titans isn't accessible.
Freecell F.
Not sure Freecell
enter
is.
Program submenu, key, leaving menus. Stack 4 button to activate press space bar. Button stack 5 number 6 ace of spades button to activate. Button stack 6 number 6 3 of diamonds button to activate press space bar.
And Freecell is accessible. That's another solitaire version.
Alt F4. Title is. Context menu to move through items. T. Program sub T. Game sub menu T. Gold wave sub menu T. Games. Chest. Freecell F. Games Explorer T. Hearts H.
I think Hearts is accessible.
Enter. Leaving menus. Hearts. Tab. Button player 1 number 13. Jack of Hearts button to activate press space bar.
Yes, Hearts is accessible.
Tab. Pass left button to activate press space bar. Tab. Button player 1 number 1. 2 of clubs button to activate press space bar. Tab, pass left button to activate. Tab, button player 1 number 1. Tab, pass left button to activate. Tab, button player 1 number 1. 2 of clubs button to activate. Tab, pass left button to activate. Press space bar.
Or at least I think it is.
Tab, button player 1 number 1. 2 of clubs button to activate. Press space bar. Pass left button to activate. Button player 1 number 7. 3 of diamonds button to activate. Press space bar. Pass left button to activate. Button player 1 number 7. 3 of diamonds button to activate. Pass left button to. Button player 1 number 7. 3 of diamonds button to activate. Press space bar.
Well, at least I think it is. Seems to be.
All that 4. Comp T, program submenu T, game submenu T, gold wave submenu, gold wave script, game sub, chat preset, game hearts H, hold apostrophe M H.
Hold'em is an extra with the ultimate, and it is not accessible.
Inkwell I.
I don't think Inkwell is either.
Enter, leaving menus. Inkwell. Tab. Blank. Menu bar, game, to navigate, press left, menu, game, menu, new game, F2, to navigate, press enter, leaving menu, sync all. Tab. Space.
No, and it doesn't appear to be accessible.
Alt F4. Context menu, to move, P, program, sub, menu, P, accessories, sub, T, game, sub, chest, up, preset, games, explore, hearts, H, hold, apostrophe, F, sync all, I, Mahjong, Titans, M.
Mahjong, or Mahjong, is accessible.
Enter, leaving menus.
Pretty sure.
Mahjong Titans. Fortress layout button to activate press space bar. Fortress layout button to activate press space bar. Crab layout button to activate press space bar. Spider layout button to activate press space bar. Tab. Turtle layout button to act. Tab. Dragon tab. Turtle layout button to activate press space bar.
Now I don't know how to play this at all, but.
Space. Tab. Title column 2 row 1 height 1 colon white dragon button to activate press space bar. Title column 13 row 1 height 1 colon ball 6 button to activate press space bar.
So not really sure what to do here, but I can tell you that it's accessible.
Alt F4. Context menu, P, program submenu, P, accept G, game submenu, G. Chess type, freecell, games explore, hearts, A, hold a pass, inkball, I, Mahjong Titans, Minesweeper, M.
Minesweeper is accessible.
Purple place, key. Solitaire, S.
Solitaire is accessible.
Spider solitaire, S.
Spider solitaire, I'm sure, is accessible.
Enter, leaving menus. Spider solitaire, select difficulty dialog, beginner button to activate press space, spider solitaire.
Yep. And it's accessible.
Tab. Row 1 number 6 2 of spades button to activate press space. Row 2 number 6. Row 3 number tab. Face down button to activate tab. Row 1 number 6 2 of spades button to activate. Row 2 numbers. Row 3 number 6 5 of spades button to activate press space bar.
And I'm really out of practice on these solitaire games, but it's definitely accessible.
Context menu. Default. P. Program. P. Game submenu. P. Chess Titans. Spider Solitaire. S. Solitaire. S.
And that's all the games that come with Vista. So, that, definitely gives you a few more options of things you can do with Vista. If you like to play games, there's definitely some card games and tile games that are accessible and can be played. So, that may be another reason to convince some of you to use Vista. I don't play the games a whole lot, but it's nice that they're there, and it's nice that they're actually accessible now. Okay, this pretty much wraps up my review of Windows Vista with JAWS 8. Due to time restrictions, I've only been able to show you a few things, but hopefully these few things I have shown you will help you get a feel for Vista, and hopefully they'll help people that are kind of fearful of upgrading from XP to Vista into seeing that it really isn't all that bad. It's really not all that hard to use. And I hope that everything I've told you has been helpful. Please remember that JAWS 8, as of this recording, is currently in Beta 2 for Vista. So things that may have not worked properly, you know, by the time JAWS 8 for Vista is finalized, hopefully will be fully fixed. So please bear that in mind. And I want to thank you all for listening to my presentation, and I hope it was helpful and enjoyable. Hello, this is Rick Hartman reporting for Main Menu again this week. This time I have a short segment on JAWS with Vista. This is about a 20-minute segment, and what I'll show you today is Vista Sidebar and ReadyBoost. Okay, now I'm going to show you the sidebar in Vista. What the sidebar is it's a kind of a graphical display bar that goes along the right side of the desktop. And what the sidebar allows you to do is have various things that they call gadgets. Gadgets are various graphical devices that tell you things. There are several that come with Vista itself. You have a CPU meter, you have a clock, you have stock quotes, news feed, weather, and several others. And you can also download many, many other gadgets from the web. And I haven't tried much of this yet, and I've been having some difficulties in getting it to work with JAWS, but I have kind of figured it out. And I'm going to now just briefly show you how to use it.
Tab, start button to open, press tab, taskbar, book tab, system tray, save, remove hardware button to move, freedom box remote, window sidebar button.
And I'm going to hit enter on this to make the sidebar come up.
Enter, window sidebar, view available gadgets button.
Now when the sidebar comes up, it will say something about displaying available gadgets. And you can press your space bar on this to see what gadgets are available.
Space, clock button to activate, press space bar. Contacts button to activate, press space bar. Clock button to activate, contacts button to activate, CPU meter button to activate, press space bar.
And now I'm looking in my gadgets gallery.
Currency button to activate, press space bar. Feed headlines button to activate, press space bar.
And these are the various
notes button to activate, press space bar.
Gadgets that I can add to my sidebar.
Picture puzzle button to activate, press space bar. Slideshow button to activate, press space bar. Stocks button to activate, press space bar.
Okay. Now, say we want to add a gadget. And I think right here I'm going to add the stock gadget. So we'd press our applications key.
Applications, context menu to navigate, press up or down arrow, A, add A. Uninstall you, add A. Uninstall you, add A.
And we go to add.
Enter, leaving menus. Window sidebar stops.
And then we can hit our application key on the stocks gadget.
Applications, context menu to navigate, press close gadget, C, options, O. Opacity submenu, I, move, M. Detach from sidebar, D.
And we have various options, but the one I'm interested
gadgets,
in
dot, 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 A, close gadget, C, options, O.
Is options.
Enter, leaving menus, stocks. Page has three headings and six links. Stocks list of three items, bullet heading, level 2, link, dollar into link, void, left parent, 0, right parent. 13, quotes by IDC, Comstock, 20, mid delay. Quotes by IDC, tab, void, left parent, 0, right parent, link. Tab, bullet, dollar into, void, left parent, 0, right parent, 13. Tab, dollar into, heading, level 2, link. Tab, void, left parent, 0, tab, dollar COMPX, heading, level 2, link.
And I think these are the various stocks. I'm not sure how to add and delete them, though.
Tab, void, left parent, 0, right parent, link. Tab, dollar into, heading, level 2, tab, void, left parent, tab, add a stock symbol, link graphic.
Okay, add a stock symbol.
Link graphic, add a stock symbol. Space. Add a stock symbol. Page has three headings and seven links. Link void left parent 0 right parent bullet heading level 2 link S&P 500 index dollar it's 1509.313.69 link void left parent 0 right parent quotes by IDC Comstock 20 mid delay. Tab search link graphic. Tab search link graphic. Shift tab search link graphic. Link graphic search. Space. Search visited link graphic.
Not exactly sure how to do this.
Tab. Search visited link graphic. Shift tab. Search visited link graphic. Root cause the virtual PC. Graphic 103. Graphic 269. Graphic 200. Graphic 4. Graphic 460. Virtual PC cursor.
Okay.
Escape. Stops. Blank. List end. Blank. Quotes by IDC Comstock. 20 min delay. Quotes by IDC Comstock. Blank. List end. Blank. 3.69. Blank. 1509.31. Blank. Link void left paren 0 right paren. Bullet heading level 2 link tolerance. Blank. 0.51. Blank. 2572.66. Blank. Link void left paren 0 right paren. Bullet heading level 2 link dollar COMPX. Blank. 46.97. Blank. 13311.59. Blank. Link void left paren 0 right paren. Bullet heading level 2 link dollar into. Tab. Dollar into heading level 2 link. Link void left paren 0 right paren. Tab. Dollar COMPX heading level 2 link. Tab. Delete link graphic. Escape. Applications. Context menu to navigate. Press up. Close gadget. C. Options. O. Opacity submenu. I. Escape. Leaving menus. Delete link graphic.
Okay, well, let me... I'm not sure how to add any stocks to that, so that probably wasn't a good gadget to add. What you can do to go through the different gadgets that have been installed, and I've got a couple on here, is you hit your Windows G key.
Windows G. Windows sidebar. Weather. Windows G. Weather. Windows G. CPU meter. Windows G. Stops. Windows G. Weather. Windows G. Weather. Windows G. CPU meter.
And I've got a few here. Obviously, I've got weather added twice. You can add gadgets more than once. As for weather, you could have different cities. As for the clock, you could have different time zones. So we've went to our CPU meter, and if I tab...
Tab. CPU meter. Page has read-only edit CPU usage 70%. Read-only edit random access memory left paren RAM right paren 46%.
And boy, something's really using my CPU at the moment.
Read-only edit CPU usage 49%.
Just before I start, oh, I know what it is. It's because I'm recording with Goldwave. I was going to say my CPU usage is generally only about 10%.
Read-only edit random access memory left paren RAM right paren 46%.
And it will tell you how much CPU you're using and how much memory I believe you have available.
Tab. Read-only edit random access memory left paren RAM right. Tab. Windows sidebar. CPU meter.
And you could do a Windows G.
Windows G. Stocks.
There's our stocks. Let's go to weather.
Windows G. Weather. Tab. Weather. Graphic clear. Blank. Graphic clear. Blank. Akron O. Blank. 66 degrees.
There's weather for my location. It's 66 degrees and it's clear.
Windows G. Windows sidebar. Weather.
There's another one. Let's see what's in it. I think that's the Redmond, Washington one.
Tab. Weather. Blank. Graphic clear. Blank. Akron O.
No. Okay. I must just have two of them then.
Windows G. Windows sidebar. CPU meter. Windows G. Stocks. Tab. Stops. Void left paren 0 right paren link. Blank. 2572.66.
Now, I think what this is actually displaying is the Dow Jones index, the S&P 500 index, and the NASDAQ index, I believe.
Blank. Link void left paren 0. Bullet heading level 2 link dollar COMPX. Blank. 46.97. Blank. 13,311.59.
But I'm just not sure, since that's not reading real, real well. Now, if you have the sidebar closed...
Alt F4, Windows sidebar, view available gadget, Alt F4.
And I think I do now.
Alt Tab, gadget gallery.
No, I don't.
Stocks, but Alt F4, Windows sidebar, view available gadgets button, Alt F4. Alt Tab, for a list of... Alt Tab.
Okay, now I do. Another way to get the sidebar to come up is just by pressing Windows spacebar.
Windows space, Windows sidebar, view available gadgets button.
And there's your view available gadgets button. And we can go back into that.
Space, clock button to activate, press spacebar. Contacts button to act, clock button to activate, press spacebar.
So let's add a clock.
Applications, context menu to navigate, press upper, uninstall, U, add, A, enter, leaving menus, clock, Windows sidebar, clock.
And there it is. We can go into options.
Close gadget, C, options, O, enter, leaving menus. Tab, Windows sidebar, clock, tab. Clock. Tab. Applications. Clock. Clock settings. Clock settings. Link graphic previous. Clock settings. Tab. 1. Of. 8. Link graphic next. Blank. Clock name colon. Edit. Time zone colon. Combo box current computer time 1 of 83.
Okay, so we could give the clock a different name, I guess, for whichever time zone we're looking at.
Checkbox not yet shown is second hand. Link change computer date and time. Link change computer date and time. Tab, change computer date and time link. Tab, clock OK button to activate. Press space. Tab, cancel button to activate. Tab, change computer date and time link. Tab, previous link graphic. Tab, next link graphic. Tab, clock name colon edit.
Okay, I don't know. Heck, I don't know.
Clock name colon. Space. Clock settings link graphic previous one of 8 link graphic next.
Oh, jeez. Well, this isn't working very well at all.
Shift tab, clock, cancel button to activate, press space bar. Tab, previous link graphic. Tab, previous link graphic. Tab, next link graphic. Tab, clock name colon edit. Space, forms mode on. T, A, C, I, F, I, C, space, T, I, M, E. Tab, time zone colon combo box to change the selection in. Graphic 812. Blank. Blank. Graph, blank. Shift tab, clock name colon edit, hyphen tab, time zone colon combo box to change the selection, use the arrow keys, space. Left parent GMT dash 6 o'clock, right parent Central America 11 of 83, time zone colon list. Left parent GMT dash 7 o'clock, right parent Mountain Time, left parent GMT dash 7 o'clock, right parent Chihuahua La Paz, Mazatlan 9 of 8, left parent GMT dash 7 o'clock, right parent Arizona 8 of 83, left parent GMT dash 8 o'clock, right parent Tijuana, Baja California 7 of 83, left parent GMT dash 8 o'clock, right, left parent GMT dash 8 o'clock, right parent Pacific Time, left parent US and Canada, right parent 6 of 83,
okay.
Left parent GMT dash 10. Show the second hand checkbox not checked, to check, press space bar. Tab, change computer date and time link. Tab, clock, OK button to activate, press space bar. Space.
Okay, now I think I have those settings set, so we can do a Windows G.
Windows G, Windows sidebar, weather. Windows G, weather. Windows G, CPU meter. Windows G, clock.
Okay, there's our clock.
Tab, forms mode off, clock, 12:10:43 p.m. graphic. Clock, clock, graphic 12:10:43 p.m. Blank, Pacific time, blank. Graphic 12:10:43 p.m.
Okay, and it's telling us it's 12:10:43.
Graphic 12:10:43 p.m. Graphic 12:10:43 p.m. 2:12:10:43 space.
That must be a static display. It's not updating.
Tab 12:10:43 p.m. graphic. Tab window sidebar clock. Tab clock 12:10:43 p.m. graphic.
Which is kind of odd.
Length. Pacific time.
But you see, it works.
Control G. Windows G. Windows sidebar. Weather. Windows G. Weather. Windows G. CPU meter. Tab. CPU meter. Read only edit. Random access memory. Left parent RAM. Right parent 44%. Read only edit. CPU usage 58%.
Okay. So I may have not have described this very well, and I've been having a hard time learning how to use the sidebar. I guess once you get it going, it's not real hard to use, and it does have some useful features in it, you know, like the CPU and the different clocks that we could use. Okay, another one of the features that I want to show you that's new in Vista is something called Ready Boost. Now, what Ready Boost does is it allows you to plug in a USB flash drive and use its memory as additional memory to speed up Windows. I've messed around with it a bit, and I would definitely say, depending on your system, you know, Ready Boost can definitely speed up performance on your computer. If you can't add internal RAM to it, this would help some. I've been told you can get up to a 25% boost in performance on your system. And I'm going to briefly just show you how this is done. I have a 4 GB SanDisk Cruiser flash drive, and I'm plugging it in right now.
Autoplay dialog. Removable disk left parent G colon right parent. List view. Open folder to view files using Windows Explorer 1 of 6. To move the items, use the arrow keys.
And we get our autoplay menu that comes up asking me what I want to do. And you will see one of your selections is
speed up my system using Windows Ready Boost.
Speed up my system using Windows Ready Boost. So if I select enter on this.
Enter. Removable disk left parent G colon right parent properties dialog. Ready Boost page. Do not use this device. Radio button checked. 1 of 2. To change the selection, press up or down arrow. Alt plus D.
It will ask me whether or not to use this device.
Use this device. Radio button checked. 2 of 2. To change the selection, press up or down arrow. Alt plus U.
And I can select it.
Tab, space to reserve for system speed, colon, left, right, slider, 100%. To increase or decrease, use the arrow keys, Alt plus R.
I can select a percentage of available space to reserve for ready boost.
Tab, speed up your system by utilizing the available space on this device. Edit spin box, 1640. To set the value, use the arrow keys or type the value.
And right here, that's 1640. So, that's pretty much all of my available memory, but for this demonstration, I'm going to go ahead and do this. You could...
Shift tab, space to reserve for system speed, colon, left, right, 90%, 80%, 70%, 60%.
You can adjust it.
100%. Tab, speed up your tab, please read our privacy statement, tab, OK button to activate, press space bar.
And then basically, you just tell it OK.
Space. Windows M. Desktop, folder view, list view, rate 1 of 28. To move to items, use the arrow keys.
Now, Ready Boost is running. It's using your flash drive's memory to store additional information onto it, rather than storing it in your, you know, your physical memory internal in the computer. So this alleviates it being used so much. So that's probably mostly where it gets its performance benefits from, I would assume. Vista does handle memory in a lot of different ways when the system is idle now, differently than XP. And I believe Ready Boost helps enhance that as well. It when the system's idle, it will tend to shift things around in memory, and then when you start using the system again, it'll shift things around again to boost performance. And I think, you know, Ready Boost is definitely where this would play in. There's another technology that's just come out for Vista called Ready Drive, and what it is, and it sounds very interesting, is it's taking hard drives and it's adding large amounts of flash memory to them. And this is done in order to allow Vista to store large segments of the OS into flash memory instead of RAM or on the hard drive itself. And this alleviates the hard drive being used so much. And it's also supposed to boost the time it takes the computer to start up, since a lot of things can be loaded right from the flash memory. And while your computer is active, it, you know, the hard drives aren't being used as much, so it saves power, you know, saves hard drive wear and tear. And I don't have any kind of drives to demonstrate that for you, but I hear they're coming out soon. And I've also been told that Ready Boost, there are newer flash drives, much faster flash drives that are coming out now that are specifically made to take advantage of Ready Boost. And these may be able to speed up your system, you know, much, much more. One last thing I will show you here about Ready Boost is if you decide you don't want to use your drive for Ready Boost anymore.
Windows N. Home. Computer. Enter.
Go into computer.
Computer, folder view, list view, nuts, XP, DVD, Vista left, audio dash video, removable disk left, parent G, colon, right, parent.
Go to my removable drive.
Applications, content, properties,
go to properties.
Enter, leaving menus, computer, folder view, list, tools page, list. Sharing page, deep, Ready Boost page, speed up your system by utilizing the available space on this device. Use this device, radio
and
check, 2 of 2, to change the selection, press.
And I control tab until I get to the Ready Boost tab.
Tab, space to reserve for system speed, colon, left, right, slider, 100%. Tab, speed up your system by utilizing the available space. Tab, please read our privacy stick. Tab, OK button to that. Tab, cancel button to that. Tab, Ready Boost tab to switch pages. Tab, use this device. Radio button checked. 2 of 2 to change the selection. Press up or down arrow. Alt plus U.
And I could turn it off now, or I could adjust its memory allocation right through this dialog.
Tab, space to reserve. Tab, speed up your. Tab, please read our privacy. Tab, OK button. Space. Computer, folder view, list view, removable disk left, parent G, colon, right, parent, removable.
So that's how you can manipulate Ready Boost once it's running on your system.
Alt F4. Windows N. Desktop.
And that's basically how Ready Boost works with Vista. Hello, this is Rick Harmon reporting again this week for Main Menu. This is the third and final segment of my demonstration of JAWS 8.0 Beta 2 with Vista. I was hoping that by this third and final segment we would have a third beta of JAWS for Vista, but unfortunately that hasn't happened yet. So what I will show you again today is JAWS 8.0 Beta 2 for Vista. This is my third and final segment. I hope the information that I've presented to you in this series has been helpful to those of you who haven't decided yet to move to Vista. And maybe for some of you, it's shown you that you don't yet, you know, want to go to Vista. But anyways, I hope this information has been helpful to everybody and enjoyable to all. Okay, what I would like to show you right now is the Welcome Center and the Ease of Access Center. The Welcome Center, by default, will come up with Vista when the computer starts. And this can be turned off. There's a checkbox that you can select. And this will allow you to disable the Welcome Center from starting up on startup. So I've went into Control Panel, and I'm at the Welcome Center, and I'm going into it.
Enter. Folder view list view, not selected view computer details, 1 of 20. Folder view list view, not selected view computer details, 1 of 20.
What the Welcome Center does is it allows you to quickly get to certain tasks and different things that they want to show you in Vista. It's real similar to like the little box that comes up with the XP and 2000 and Millennium and 98, you know, when you first install those operating systems. You know, you get your little box that comes up in the beginning, wants to show you this and show you that. Well, this is basically the same thing. And as it said, you have 20 options.
Not select to view computer details, 1 of 20.
To view computer details, this will take you into system.
Connect to the internet. Connect to the internet, 4 of 20.
Okay, let me change my view.
Alt V, menu bar, view, Alt plus V, status, explore, extra, large icon, medium icon, small icons, list, L. Enter, leaving menus, welcome center, folder view, list view, connect to the internet, 4 of 20, home, view computer details.
This is a common complaint I have with Vista. Vista wants to keep setting my views in various things to its tile and icon views. And I prefer a list view, as do most other blind users. I haven't as yet found a way to get a lot of this stuff to lock in to list view, and I continually have to change it. I hope it's just something I'm doing wrong, but it is kind of an inconvenience.
View computer details, 1 of 20.
So we have view computer details. This basically will take you to control panel and system.
Transfer files and settings.
Transfer files and settings. I believe this will allow you to transfer files and settings from your, if you have another OS installed.
Add new users.
Add new users will simply take you to control panel and user settings.
Connect to the internet.
Connect to the internet.
Windows Ultimate Extras.
This will only show up if you're using Ultimate. This is the Ultimate Extras that you can get. I haven't seen a whole lot here yet.
What's new in Windows Vista?
Here's your what's new.
Personalize Windows.
This essentially just takes you to Control Panel and Personalize. This will allow you to change various display and sound settings, mouse pointers, power settings, and video resolution.
Register Windows Online.
Here's your register Windows Online, which reminds me of something I need to do.
Windows Media Center.
Here's your Windows Media Center.
Windows Basics.
Windows Basics. I believe that's a demonstration. And again, Media Center is only available in Vista Premium, Home Premium, and Vista Ultimate.
Ease of Access Center.
Here's your Ease of Access Center.
Backup and Restore Center.
Backup and Restore Center, which will take you into Control Panel and the Backup and Restore Center, which I will show you here in a couple of moments.
Windows Vista Demos.
Windows Vista Demos. I'm not sure what this is.
Control Panel.
There's your Control Panel.
Go online to learn about Windows Live.
Go online to learn about Windows Live. Windows Live is a service Microsoft is offering. It has antivirus And other forms of protection for your computer.
Go online to find it fast with Windows Live. Go online to help protect your PC with Windows Live. Go online to Windows Marketplace.
And Windows Marketplace is an online store through Microsoft where you can buy different things, including Windows.
Go online to find more ways to help protect your PC. Go online to find more ways to help protect your PC 19 of 20. Sign up online for technical support.
And that's the bottom. So, most of you will probably immediately turn this off. I did. It's really not useful to me. But I did want to show you it. Show you it's there. So, if you want to get access to it, you can. Now, I'm going to briefly just take you into the Ease of Access Center. And what the Ease of Access Center is basically the accessibility options that Vista has.
Enter. Title is Control Panel. Administrative Tools.
Yeah.
Ease of Access Center. Enter. Folder View List View 0 Items. Change Administrative Settings Link.
Now, Ease of Access can also be gotten to in Vista by pressing Windows U.
Tab. Always scan this section. Checkbox not checked. Alt plus O. Tab. Start magnifier button. Alt plus G.
And here is our magnifier. I understand that magnifier has been enhanced over what comes with 2000 and XP. I've not been able to verify that, but that's what I've heard.
Tab. Start narrator button. Alt plus N.
And here's narrator, which you can also get to in Vista by doing your Windows U and an Alt N.
Tab. Start on-screen keyboard button. Alt plus K.
Give your on-screen keyboard.
Tab. Set up high contrast button. Alt plus U.
You have high contrast settings for partially sighted persons. I used to use those quite a bit.
Tab. Get recommendations to make your computer easier to use. Link. Alt plus R.
Basically a wizard to assist you in the various ease of access options.
Tab. Use the computer without a display link. Tab. Make the computer easier to see link. Tab. Use the computer without a mouse or keyboard link. Tab. Make the mouse easier to use link. Tab. Make the keyboard easier to use link. Tab. Use text or visual alternatives for sounds link. Tab. Make it easier to focus on tasks link. Tab. Toolbar desktop split button. Tab. Search edit. Search edit. Tab. Change administrative settings link. Tab. Always scan this section checkbox not checked. Alt plus O. Always scan this section checkbox not checked. Alt plus O. Tab. Start magnifier button. Alt plus G. Start on screen keyboard button. Alt plus K. Get recommendations to make your computer easier to use link. Alt plus R.
Yeah, okay, and we've wrapped around.
Alt F4.
So I just basically wanted to show you those two options real quick in case you needed to get to anything in either one of those. Okay, I want to briefly take you into the Media Center. Now, I haven't used the Media Center ever before, and I really haven't played with it any with Vista yet. I want to get a TV card for my computer to do this, but there are other things you can do in the Media Center, and I just want to take you into it just for a moment or two. Just to go around, I'm not really going to do much with it, but I do just want to show you some of the options with it.
Enter program submenu key, leaving menus. Windows Vista trademark, button recorded TV button.
And I'm in the Media Center now.
Recorded TV button.
And there are basically a bunch of buttons here for the various options of what you can do. This is recorded TV.
Button play DVD button.
You can play DVDs through Media Center. I've messed with this a little bit. It's kind of slow on my system.
Button set up TV button.
Here's where you set up your TV tuner to work with Media Center.
Button play DVD button record a TV button. Button on now button.
I think that's your scheduler for the TV.
Button on later button. Button stores button. Button players button. Button explore button. Button program library button. Button shutdown button. Button burn CD / DVD button.
Okay, here's where you can burn a CD or a DVD.
Button sync button. Button add extender button. Button media only button. Picture library button. Button more pictures button. Button music library button. Button play all button. Button radio button. Button search button. Button record a TV button.
And we're back around. As I said, I really don't know how to do much of this.
Button players button. Button program library button. Button media only button. Button program. Button play. Button record a TV button. Button play DVD button. Button set up TV button.
See if there's anything we could just go into here.
Button players button. Enter.
And
add players button.
Okay, it's doing something.
Tab. Remove players button. Add players button. Remove players.
Oh, okay, so you could add and remove different players.
Tab. Add players button. Tab. Tab. Escape. Title is Windows Media Center. Remove players button. Add players button. Remove players button.
Oh, that's kind of weird.
Alt F4.
Okay, well, I just wanted to show you that briefly. I haven't used it. I don't have any experience with it, so I really can't show you a whole lot there. Okay, what I'm going to show you now is the Backup and Restore Center that Vista has. And again, some of these features are not available in Vista Home Basic or Vista Home Premium, I believe, from what I've read. What isn't available is the complete PC backup and restore. Vista has the capability of either backing up files and folders to other hard drives or CDs and DVDs, but it also has a feature as well to actually completely back up your system either to another hard drive or an external hard drive or a series of DVDs, and it does this in an image form similar to Ghost. So let's go in here.
Enter. Repair Windows Using System Restore Link.
And we'll tab around.
Repair Windows Using System Restore Link.
And we have our Repair Windows with System Restore. You can get into System Restore from here. You can also still get into System Restore, you know, by going to Programs and then System Tools, and it's in there still.
Tab, create a restore point or change settings link.
We can create our restore points.
Tab, Windows Easy Transfer link.
Here's your Windows Easy Transfer. This allows you to transfer files and settings from other OSs that you may have on your system.
Tab, help link. Tab, backup files button, Alt plus B.
Here's our backup files.
Tab, backup computer button, Alt plus A. Backup computer button, Alt plus A.
And here's our backup computer.
Tab, which type of backup should I make, link.
And some of this is help. This is a help file here.
Tab, restore help link. Tab, link with our shadow copies, link. Tab, restore files button, Alt plus R.
We have our restore files.
Tab, advanced restore link, Alt plus O.
We have an advanced restore.
Tab, restore computer button, Alt plus M.
And we have a restore computer.
Tab, new system restore to fix problems and undo changes to Windows, link.
There's our system restore setting again.
Tab, toolbar desktop split button. Tab, search edit. Tab, repair Windows using system restore link.
And I'm just going to take you into a little bit of this briefly. I'm not going to attempt to do any backups or restores, but I do want to just show you some of the dialogues here.
Enter.
And there's UAC.
User account control dialog. Windows needs your permission to continue if you started this action. Continue. Microsoft tab. Details button. Tab. Continue button. Space. System restore dialog. Recommended restore. Radio button checked. 1 of 2. Alt plus R.
And this just basically goes into your system restore settings.
Choose a different restore point. Radio button checked. 2 of 2. Alt plus C. Recommended restore. Radio button checked. 1 of 2. Alt plus R.
And we can tell it how we want to restore.
Choose a different restore point radio button check. 202 Alt plus C.
And if we choose our own restore point, I believe we'll get another.
Tab. Open system protection link. Open system protection link. Tab. Next button. Alt plus N. Next button. Alt plus N.
Yeah. Then you could go to next.
Space. Current time zone. Eastern Daylight Time. List view. 5/16/2007 10:40:32 a.m. 1 of 10. 5/14/2007 4:54:54 p.m.
And these are your various restore points that you can restore your system back to.
5/14/5/13/5/12/tab. Show restore points older than 5 days. Checkbox not checked. Alt plus R. Tab. Back button. Alt plus B.
And obviously, I'm not going to do this, so I'll go back. But as you can see here, the restore, the system restore points are accessible. They're easier to use than they were in XP.
Space. Restore system files and settings. Choose a different restore point radio. Tab. Open system protect. Tab. Next button. Alt. Tab. Cancel button. Space. Backup and restore center. Tab. Toolbar desktop split button. Tab. Search edit. Tab. Repair Windows using system restore link. Tab. Create a restore point or change settings link.
Well, let's go in and just do a restore. Or not do a restore, but add a restore point.
Space.
And there's UAC again.
User account tab, details button, tab, continue, space. System properties dialog, system protection page, how much disk space is required, link. Tab, how do I use previous versions, link. Tab, system restore .. button, alt plus S, system restore .. button, alt plus S. Tab, automatic restore points list view, audio video if not checked, 1 of 3. Tab, create .. button, alt plus C. Tab, OK button. Tab, cancel button, cancel, tab, system protect, tab, how much disk, tab, how do I use previous, tab, system restore .. button, alt plus S, tab, automatic restore points, tab, create .. button, alt plus C, space, system protection dialog, create a restore point, type a description to help you identify the restore point, the current date and time are added automatically, edit, T, E, S, T, tab, create button, alt plus C, space, create .. button, alt plus C, system protection dialog, creating a restore point .. creating a restore point ..
And that's pretty straightforward. You would create a restore point if you were doing something major to your system, such as adding some new hardware or installing a piece of software that, you know, maybe you didn't know how it was going to affect your system.
System protection dialog. The restore point was created successfully. OK button. Space. Create .. button. Alt plus C. Tab. OK button. Tab. Cancel button. Space. Backup and restore center.
And we're back to the center.
Tab. Toolbar desktop split up. Tab. Search edit. Tab. Repair Windows using system restore link. Tab, create a restore point or change. Tab, Windows Easy Transfer link. Tab, help link. Tab, backup files button, alt plus D.
Let's go into the backup files and see what we have in there.
Enter.
And again, there is UAC.
User account control dialog. Tab, details button, tab, continue button, space. Backup files on the hard disk, CD, or DVD. Radio button checked. 1 of 2. Alt plus H.
Okay.
Tab. Combo box. Removable disk G5.0 MB3. 3 of 3. Tab. ID equals info disk. Why don't I see my hard disk? / why don't I see my hard disk? Link. Tab. What's the difference between backing up files and copying files to a CD? Link.
And I'm just tabbing around this dialog.
Tab. Next button. Alt plus N. Tab. Cancel button. Tab on the hard disk, CD or DVD, radio button checked, 1 of 2, alt plus H. On the hard disk, CD or DVD, radio button checked, 1 of 2, alt plus H. Root JAWS to PC. Where do you want to save your backup?
Okay, and that's asking us where do we want to save our backup to?
PC cursor. Edit on the network, radio button not checked, 2 of 2, edit, edit.
Oops.
Shift tab on the network, radio button checked, 2 of 2, on the hard disk, CD or DVD, radio button checked, 1 of 2, alt plus H.
So we can tell it that we want to back our files up to either another hard drive, a CD or a DVD, or we can back them up to another network computer that's hooked into our network.
Tab, combo box, removable disk G5.0 MB3, 0 items. Combo box, removable disk G5.0 MB3, 3 of 3.
Now this is basically
audio video F20.0 GP3, DVD RW drive D.
Asking us where we want to back up to. So you could select either another hard drive, an external hard drive, or your burner.
Tab, why don't I see my hard disk, link? Tab, what's the difference between backing up files and copying files to a CD, link? Tab, next button, alt plus N. Space, list view, not selected XP, home C34.5 GB, 17.7 GB, 1 of 3. Tab, next button, alt plus, shift tab, XP, home C34.5 GB, 17.7 GB. Vista E system 186.3 GB, 55.0 GB. Audio video at 186.3 GB, 166.3 GB.
And I believe we're selecting what we want to back up.
Root JAWS to PC. Vista E system 100 XP home theater. Disk header bar, total size header bar used. Your backups are being saved on DVD RW drive D. Included in the backup, you cannot include the disk that you are saving the backup on. There is more than one disk in your computer. The disk that Windows is installed on will always be. Included in the backup, you cannot include the disk that you are saving the backup on. Your backups are being saved on DVD RW drive D.
Okay. PC
tab, next button, Alt plus N. Shift tab, list view, audio video at 186.3 GB, Vista E system 108, tab, next button, Alt plus N. Space.
So we basically told it what we want to back up to, what we want to back up. And let's see what's going on here.
Next button. Tab, cancel button, cancel, tab, back button, Alt plus, tab, pictures, checkbox, checked, Alt plus P, tab, music, checkbox, checked, Alt plus M, tab, videos, checkbox, checked, Alt plus V, tab, email, checkbox, checked, Alt plus E, tab, documents, checkbox, checked, Alt plus D, tab, TV shows, checkbox, checked, Alt plus T, TV, tab, compressed files, checkbox, checked, Alt plus C, compressed, tab, additional files, checkbox, checked, Alt plus A, additional files, checkbox, checked, Alt, tab, only files on NTFS disks can be backed up, system files, executable files, and temporary files will not be backed up, ID equals if file types with what other file types are not included, tab, next button, Alt plus N, next button, Alt plus N.
Let's see if we can read this.
Graphic 653 backup files. Which file types do you want to back up? All files on this computer of the type that you select will be backed up, including files that belong to other users of this computer. We recommend that you back up all of the file types. Selected below. Pictures category details music. Move the mouse pointer over a category on the left or selected with the keyboard to see what types of files videos will be backed up. Email documents, TV shows, compressed files, additional files, only files on NTFS disks can be backed up. System files, executable files, and temporary files will not be backed up. What other file types are not included in the backup? Graphic 194, graphic 844.
Okay.
Tab, cancel button. Tab, back button, Alt plus B. Tab, pictures, checkbox checked, Alt plus P.
So, basically, what you're telling the files backup to do is back up certain types of data from your drive to wherever you want to back it up to. Apparently, you don't get a choice to tell it what specific files to back up.
Tab, music checkbox checked, Alt plus M. Tab, videos checkbox checked, Alt plus E. Tab, email checkbox checked, Alt plus E. Email checkbox checked, Alt plus E. Tab, documents checkbox checked, Alt plus D.
But I see where it could be handy. You know, it backs up your email and your documents and your documents folder and music and video and
tab, TV shows checkbox checked, Alt plus T.
TV shows.
Tab, compressed files checkbox checked, Alt plus C. Tab, additional files checkbox checked, Alt plus A. Tab, only files on NTFS disks can be backed up. System files, executable files, and temporary files will not be backed up. ID equals if file types with what other file types are not included in the backup. Slash what other file types are not included in the backup link. Tab, next button, Alt plus N.
Well, let's see what happens when we go to next.
Space, how often, combo box, weekly, 2 or 3, Alt plus H.
Okay, so this is a scheduled type of backup, apparently.
Tab, what day, combo box, Sunday, 1 of 6, tab, what time, combo box, tab, save settings and start backup button, Alt plus S.
Okay, and I'm not going to save this. I just wanted to show you what it would do.
Tab, cancel button, space, backup and restore center. Tab, toolbar, desktop, split button, toolbar, tab, search edit, tab, repair Windows using system restore link, tab, create a restore pointer change settings link, tab, Windows easy transfer link, tab, help link, tab, backup files button, Alt plus, tab, backup computer button, Alt plus, backup computer button, Alt plus.
Now let's just go into the backup computer button. Again, backup, the complete PC backup is available only with Vista Ultimate and Business, I believe. I read something that said it wasn't available on Home Premium, but I can't verify that.
Space.
And there's UAC again.
User account control tab, details button, continue button, Alt space.
So you can see UAC
backup and restore center
comes up quite often.
Windows complete PC backup, cancel button.
When we're doing things like this.
Windows Complete PC Backup. Where do you want to save the backup? Windows Complete PC Backup creates a backup copy of your entire computer, including programs, system settings, and files. Your entire computer can be restored using the Windows Recovery Environment. On the hard disk, Windows Complete PC Backup, looking for backup devices, on one or more, D, graphic 432, graphic 844.
Okay, and this is basically telling us that it can back up our entire PC.
Tab, on the hard disk radio button checked, 1 of 2, Alt plus H. On the hard disk radio button checked, 1 of 2, Alt plus H.
And now we need to tell it where we want to back up to.
One or more DVDs radio button checked. 2 of 2. Alt plus D.
So you can either, again, back up to a hard drive or to CDs or DVDs.
Tab. Combo box. DVDRW drive D. 1 of 1. Tab. Next button. Alt plus N.
And I'm going to go ahead and press next, and we'll see what happens.
Space. List view. Not selected audio video at 186.3 GB, 166.3 GB. 1 of 3. Graphic 653 Windows complete PC backup with disks. Do you want to include in the backup? The disk that Windows is installed on will always be included in the backup. You cannot include the disk that you are saving the backup to. We recommend including all of the disks that contain Windows files, programs, and personal data. Your backups are being saved on DVDRW drive D. Disk total size used space audio video at 186.3 GB, 166.3 GB.
Okay, so what we're doing here is we're telling it what drives we want to back up, and as it said, your operating system drive will always be selected, so that will always be backed up, and then you can check other hard drives here.
Vista eSystem 186.3 GB, 55.4 GB. Audio video at 186.3 GB, 166.3 GB. Space. Audio video at 186.3 GB, 166.3 GB, 103. Vista eSystem 180, XP Home eSystem 34.5 GB, 17. Vista eSystem 100, XP Home eSystem, space. Tab, next button, alt plus N. Tab, cancel button. Tab, back button, alt plus D. Tab, list view, XP Home eSystem 34.5 GB, 17.7 GB, 3 of 3.
Now, I'm not sure how to select these or unselect these.
Vista eSystem 186.3 GB, 55.4 GB. Audio video at 186.3 GB, 166.3 GB. Root JAWS to PC. Disk header bar total size header bar used. Audio video at 186.3 GB, 166.3 GB. Vista eSystem 1, XP Home eSystem 34.5 G, graphic 194, graphic 844.
Because they're not telling us what is selected.
XP, Vista E, audio video, disk header box, your backups are being saved on DVDRW drive D. Programs and personal data, the DRs, the disk, which disks do you want to include in the backup? The disk that Windows is installed on will always be included in the PC cursor.
Hmm.
Tab, next button, Alt plus N, next button, Alt plus N. Shift tab, list view, audio video at 186.3 GB, 166.3 GB, 1 of 3.
So there's kind of a snag there. It's not telling us which disks are selected. We know the Vista drive is selected because it's always selected. But if you have other drives, you're not real sure if those are or not. I'm going to go ahead and go to next.
Tab, next button, alt, space. List view, not selected audio video F, 1 of 3. Not selected audio video F. Graphic 653 Windows complete PC backup. Confirm your backup settings. Backup location. Graphic 574 DVDRW drive D. The backup will take 35 to 60 DVDs. The following disks will be backed up. Audio video at Vista eSystem XP Home eSystem graphic 95 cancel.
Okay.
Root JAWS to PC. The following disks will be backed up. Audio video at Vista eSystem XP Home eSystem.
Okay, so I could go back.
PC cursor. Tab. Start backup button. Alt plus. Tab. Cancel button. Tab. Back button. Alt plus. Space. List view. Not selected. Audio video at 186. Vista eSystem 100, audio video at 100, space. Vista eSystem 1, XP Home, space. Tab, next button, alt, space. List view, not selected, Vista eSystem 1 of 2.
Okay.
Root JAWS to PC, the following disks will be backed up. Vista eSystem, XP Home eSystem.
Okay, and it's still, for some reason, let's go back.
PC, tab, start backup button, alt, plus S. Tab, cancel button. Tab, back button, alt, space. List view, not selected, Vista eSystem, XP Home eSystem, space. Tab, next button, alt, space. List view, not selected Vista eSystem, 1 of 2. Not selected Vista eSystem.
Oh, and I guess, maybe. Oh, I think I understand why. Since this is a dual boot system, and it has XP and Vista on it, in order to restore Vista, you would have to have the XP partition backed up because it has the master boot information on it and not on the Vista drive. So I think that's why that's doing that. You would have no choice. Now in your system, if you just had Vista installed and you had a couple different hard drives, then obviously you could, you know, make this change. But I'm forced to back these two files or these two drives up.
And start backup button, alt plus S.
And then what we would do is start our backup, and as it said, if I wanted to do this, it would take 30 to 60 DVDs in order to do the process.
Tab, cancel button, space, backup and restore center.
So, that is just a brief overview of the Backup and Restore Center with Vista. Okay, what I'm going to show you now is the speech recognition that is built into Windows Vista. Speech recognition allows you to use a microphone that's hooked up to the computer so that you can tell the computer different things to do just by using speech. I've messed with it for a little while here, maybe an hour or two total. And so what I'm going to show you isn't probably going to be the best presentation in the world, but hopefully everything will work. This is kind of rigged up, and this isn't the optimal way to do the speech recognition, but I'm going to give it a try to show I can show you this, because normally you really wouldn't want JAWS speaking through the speakers, as it tends to interfere with the speech recognition to some point, but I'm going to give it a try. So in order to turn on speech recognition, you go into the control panel and you go to the speech recognition options, which I now have up.
Tab text to speech link alt plus X. Tab ease of access link alt plus O. Tab audio devices link alt plus U. Tab help link. Tab start speech recognition link alt plus S.
And you have a start speech recognition link that you can press. Oh, jeez. Stop listening. And it actually turned on there. So when I said that, it actually thought I meant for it to listen to me.
Tab, set up microphone link, alt plus M.
Stop listening.
Tab, tape speech tutorial link, alt plus P. Tab, train your computer to better understand you link, alt plus R.
Now you have the options to train your computer, but I haven't done this yet. I don't know how accessible it is. I know the
Shift tab, take speech tutorial link, alt plus P.
The speech tutorial really isn't very accessible, but I did get enough out of it to get me going. So, what I want to do here is just give you a demonstration of how this works. Start listening. Tab. Tab. Press Windows M key. Start listening. Stop listening. Start listening. Home. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. Okay, fine, I'll do it myself.
Windows M, desktop, folder view list view, task manager, 28 of 30.
Home.
Folder view list view, rate 1 of 30.
Press down arrow.
Computer.
Press down arrow.
Internet Explorer.
Press down arrow.
Recycle pin.
Tab.
Start button.
Tab.
Taskbar gold wave button.
Tab.
System tray speech recognition is listening button.
Press right arrow key.
JAWS for Windows button.
Press right arrow key.
Freedom Box remote control server do not shut down button.
Tab.
Desktop folder view list view recycle pin 4 of 30.
Computer.
Computer.
Press enter.
Windows Explorer. Folder view list view, not selected floppy disk drive, a floppy disk drive, 1 of 7.
Press down arrow.
XP home C.
Press down arrow.
DVDRW drive D.
Press down arrow.
Vista E.
Press enter.
Folder view list view, not selected archived stuff, 5/15/2007806pm file folder, 1 of 8, not selected archived stuff.
Press down arrow.
Epson.
Press down arrow.
My received podcasts.
Press backspace.
Folder view list view. Vista E local disk 186 GB 130 GB 407. Vista E.
Press down arrow.
Audio video F.
Press enter.
Folder view list view. Not selected audio and video 1 of 12.
Press Alt F4 key.
For a list of Gold Wave commands, press Jaws key plus H.
Press Windows M key. Home. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. Now this was working before.
Windows M, desktop, folder view list view, computer 2 of 30.
Winamp. Winamp.
Computer 2 of 30.
Winamp. Winamp. Press down arrow.
Folder view list view, Internet Explorer 3 of 30.
Winamp.
Winamp.
Press enter.
Winamp 5.35, track 135, track 135.
Press X key.
Hey everybody, I just thought I'd let you all know, if you weren't aware...
Press right arrow key.
...that I've been...
Press right arrow key.
...running this now for getting a lot of hits from it.
Press right arrow key.
So apparently a lot of... If you'd like further information...
Press C key.
...on...
Close Winamp.
For a list of Gold Wave commands, press Jaws key plus H.
Press Windows key M.
Taskbar Gold Wave button.
Home. Home. Tab. Press Windows M key.
Windows M, desktop, folder view list view, Winamp 13 of 30.
I don't know why it's not listening to that. I think the system's getting bogged down a bit. Start button. Start button. Start.
Context menu, default programs, D.
Up arrow. Up arrow. Down arrow. Press down arrow.
New office document, N.
Press down arrow.
Open office document, O.
Press down arrow.
Windows update, W.
Press down arrow.
Program submenu, P.
Press enter.
Accessible submenu, A.
Press enter.
Leaving menus.
Okay, this is working pretty well, but unfortunately, since I'm trying to record this with Gold Wave, and I'm trying to use the speech recognition, and I'm trying to run multiple other programs, it tends to bog down a bit. But it does a pretty good job, actually. And considering that I haven't used this at all, and I haven't trained it any, you know, it is doing a pretty good job. I'm going to try and go into a document and use the speech to actually type. Start listening. Start.
Context menu, default programs, D.
Press down arrow.
New office document, N.
Press enter.
Leaving menus. New office document dialog, general page, list view, graphic 239, blank document, 1 of 7.
Press enter.
Document 1, Microsoft Word. Print view, page 1, edit.
This is a test to see how well the speech recognition program picks up my voice in Word to dictate Period. Stop listening.
This does a test to see. Oh, well, speech recognition program picks up my voice and word too.
And it didn't do perfect. And I'm sure it could do much better if it was trained. And probably much better if I had a better microphone.
Home. Does. This. H. T. H. I. S. Space. D. O. S.
So it took DOS as is.
Space. A. Space. T. E. S. T. Space. T. O. Space. C. Period. Space.
I didn't do that right.
C. O. L. W. E. This does a test to see. Formal speech recognition program. Top of file. This does a test to see. Formal speech recognition program fixed. This does a test. Land.
Start listening. This is a test to see how well the speech recognition picks up my voice in word. Period. Stop listening. And it didn't work worth a crap there either, unfortunately.
Top of file. Lost does it to see. Formal speech recognition acts up my voice and word.
And that worked terrible. That is absolutely atrocious.
Lost does it to see. Home. Lost does it to land.
We try this one more time. Start listening. This is a test to see how well my voice picks up for the speech recognition system in Vista to type my words here in Word. Period. Stop listening.
This is a test to see how well my voice picks up for the speech recognition system in Vista.
And that did much better. So, you have to kind of speak to the recognition system and not so much of a robotic type of voice, I guess. I was trying to be slow and precise, and it doesn't seem to like that. It seems to like you to talk more naturally.
Home. Is. This is a test to see how well my voice picks up for the speech recognition system. Invest. Up to type my words. Land. Land. This is a test to see how well my voice picks up for the speech recognition system and messed up to type my words.
So I messed up there at the end a little bit, but it didn't do too bad. And I'm sure with training it would do much better. Start listening. Press Alt F4 key.
Microsoft Word dialog. Do you want to save the changes to document 1? Yes button, Alt plus Y.
Press right arrow key.
No button, Alt plus N.
Press Enter.
For a list of gold wave commands, press Jaws key plus H.
Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key.
Desktop folder view list view task manager 28 of 30.
Stop listening. And you have to be pretty precise, you know, especially since this hasn't been trained. But, actually, it does really, really well, and I'm kind of amazed at, you know, just how well out of the box it actually works. Start listening. Windows Mail.
Windows Mail.
Press Enter.
Windows Mail Message List View. Working Online Connecting .. 1 of 1. Unread. Papa John's Pizza Special. Free Large 1 Topping Pizza from Papa John's 5/17/2007 12:32 p.m.
Press Enter.
Order online now. View your menu. Restaurant Loader. From Papa John's Specials at PapaJohnSpecials.com. Subject. Pizza Special. Free Large 1 Topping Pizza from Papa John's. Papa John's online ordering. To view this email as a webpage. Go link here. Link graphic. Papa John's. Better ingredients. Better pizza. Deliver your carryout pizza order online and have your pizza delivered. Number 1 in American customer satisfaction among pizza chains for 8 straight years. Link order online now. Link view your menu. Link restaurant locator. Link graphic. Free Large 1 Topping Pizza with the purchase of any extra large specialty pizza at regular menu price online. Use the promotion code 51707.
Click here.
Link graphic to order. Free Large 1 Topping Pizza with the purchase of any extra large specialty pizza.
Escape.
Windows mail message list view. Papa John's pizza special. Free large one topping pizza from Papa John's 5/17/2007 12:32 p.m. 1 of 2.
Delete. Press up arrow. Home.
Unread. Rudy Corian, is there a way to record a MIDI file to MP3? 5/17/2007 12:47 p.m.
Tab.
Papa John's pizza special. Free large one topping pizza from Papa John's 5/17/2007 12:32 p.m.
Tab.
Folder list preview. Inbox 1 of 35. Windows mail message list view. Papa John's pizza special. Free large one topping pizza from Papa John's 5/17/2007 12:32 p.m. 1 of 1.
Tab.
Folder list preview. Inbox 1 of 35.
Down arrow. Press down arrow.
Outbox.
Press down arrow.
Send items.
BCT.
BCT.
Press Y key.
Yahoo blind books. Paolo at Pietrasanti.net read. Blindbook request for English Italian dictionary 5/17/2007 11:12 a.m. Unread. Paolo at Pietrasanti.net read. Blindbook request for English Italian dictionary 5/17/2007 11:12 a.m.
Home. Tab.
Folder list preview. Yahoo blind books 31 of 35.
Okay, I did it. It just didn't say it. End.
Yahoo blind webbers.
Press up arrow.
Yahoo blind tech. Claudia Del Rio scanning while traveling 5/17/2007 12:57 p.m. Unread. Claudia Del Rio scanning while traveling 5/17/2007 12:57 p.m.
Home. Home. Press up arrow.
Unread. Sharanta Primari. Books from Bookshare 5/17/2007 11:08 a.m.
Press up arrow.
Eleven messages. 11 unread S. 11 unread working online.
Home. Press tab key.
Folder list preview. Yahoo blind tech 34 of 35.
Press Alt F4 key.
For a list of gold wave commands, press JAWS key plus H. Windows mail dialog. OK button.
Press enter.
For a list of gold wave commands, press JAWS key plus H. Windows mail storage compaction dialog. Time remaining. Calculating dot 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 items remaining. Calculating dot 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 speed. Calculating dot dot dot. Cancel button 3%. For a list of gold wave commands, press JAWS key plus H.
Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key.
Blank.
Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key. Press Windows M key.
Desktop folder view list view task manager 28 of 30.
Home.
Rick.
Stop listening. Okay. That basically covers what I wanted to show you in the speech recognition. Again, please be aware, I haven't trained this. I haven't used it much. My system is under quite a heavy load right now, you know, since I'm trying to record this and do the speech recognition at the same time. So, at points, I could tell it was bogging down and it wasn't picking up the speech commands. It did do a better job while I wasn't recording, so, you know, just kind of take this as an impromptu demonstration and be aware that you can get better results than I was getting out of this. So, that basically covers the speech recognition. Okay, this wraps up this segment of JAWS 8.0 Beta 2 with Vista. This also wraps up this three-part series. I'd like to thank Jeff Bishop and Daryl Shandro for having me on to present this to everybody. I hope everybody has learned something from this, especially those of you who haven't switched to Vista yet, and those of you who are kind of sitting on the fence wondering if you should go to Vista or not. I guess I would say if you have to buy a new computer, then I definitely would go ahead and get Vista with it. I don't see a problem doing that. If you're using an older computer, I would recommend that you definitely use the Vista Advisor available at Microsoft. I definitely would run that on your system. Make sure that your system is capable. My system's fairly capable, but it does bog down from time to time, depending on what's running. And, I'm running a 3 gigahertz system with 1 gig of memory. So if you're running too old of a system, you know, you're not going to have a chance at being able to run Vista. But if you have something newer, hopefully you'll be okay. Make sure all your hardware has drivers available for it. There are still some driver issues with Vista, you know, getting drivers from the hardware manufacturers. But that is improving pretty much every day. And JAWS itself is getting better with Vista. They still have a lot of work to do. I've used a couple other screen readers with Vista and have had some better results with them, you know, over what JAWS is doing. JAWS still has some problems, but I am sure that those will be resolved, you know, as the final release of JAWS for Vista comes out. Hopefully that will be very soon. But overall, I've been very impressed, very happy, and I think anybody that goes to Vista and uses JAWS will be very happy too. So, again, I wanted to thank everybody for listening to this. I hope it's been entertaining and educational and helpful. So, thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you again soon. This is my contact information. I have a website where I have many other audio tutorials, some programs, some documentation, over 100 links to other blindness-related websites. I have tutorials on GoldWave, Nero Burning ROM, Outlook Express, Windows Maintenance and Security, unattended Windows installation. I have several different tutorials for Vista that I've done and others have done as well, plus many other audio tutorials. And that website is at www.blind-geek-zone.net. That's www.blind-geek-zone.net. If you'd like to write me, my email address is rharmon, that's R-H-A-R-M-O-N, at blind-geek-zone.net.
Welcome to ACB Radio's Main Menu Live. Opinions expressed during the show do not reflect the views of ACB Radio or the American Council of the Blind, its members, employees, or board of directors. If you would like to participate in the live show at 2 hours Universal on Wednesdays, please call toll-free 866-400-5333. That's 866-400-5333.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Main Menu Live. My name is Jeff Bishop, and we'll be with you here on Mainstream for the next 60 minutes or so, and then available very shortly afterward as an on-demand podcast found at www.acbradio.org/podcasts/Main Menu Live. Tonight, my co-host Daryl Shandro joins me. Hello, Daryl.
Hey there. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. And we were getting all of our panel of experts all together. But before we bring them on board and start discussing things all tech, we wanted to give you all the ways that you can get in touch with us. So let me first give out the number. We'll open up the phone lines just after Access Watch. The number tonight is 866-400-5333, 866-400-JEFF. And you want to take it away there, Daryl?
All right. Well, we also have the MSN Windows Live Messenger up and running, and that's reachable at mainmenu@acbradio.org. And I'm watching that.
Okay.
And speaking of instant messaging applications, at work last week, I just received an announcement that we are changing MSN. Well, we're changing messenger platforms.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be getting to that. Right,
we'll be talking. Yes,
we'll be talking about that. And tonight we're also going to be talking about some public knowledge base articles, both from GW Micro and from Freedom Scientific tonight.
Indeed.
All about Windows Vista, and then Don Barrett is going to be talking to us about his wonderful BlackBerry device, and he's been having loads of fun with that. In fact, I got email from him today on his BlackBerry. We'll have to ask him about that email message because it was sort of an interesting one. and then Randy Knapp is joining us tonight, and he'll be joined by Rick Harmon, and we're going to talk all things Vista. That's right. Both of them have had quite a bit of experience now playing under the hood inside of Vista, and you've all heard Rick Harmon's review, the three-part review that he did for us here on Main Menu, all about Vista, and we're going to get some updates from them because this was recorded a while ago. So that's what's coming up tonight, and if we have some time, we're going to roll back time a little bit and talk about command line applications, specifically Take Command 32 and 4NT. So that's what we got lined up, plus your calls tonight here at 866-400-5333, 866-400-5333. So we're going to get started right after we hear from Jamie Pauls from Access Watch. Take it away, Jamie.
This week's Access Watch software review is for Typability version 2.1.1, and it's brought to us by Access Watch user Jake Joel. His screen reader is JAWS for Windows version 8.0, and his rating is 5. Here are Jake's comments. Typability is a fun, interactive program that teaches blind and visually impaired youngsters basic typing skills. It uses the JAWS for Windows screen reader for all exercises. The program contains 68 lessons and tells a joke at the end of each lesson. The user has the option of not hearing these jokes, plus many other program options available via Preferences menu. There is also a speed test available in some, but not all lessons. You can read more and download a demo version of Typability at http://www.yesaccessible.com. There is also a link to Typability on the training section of Freedom Scientific's website. Thank you, Jake, for that review. Come visit us at www.accesswatch.info and check out our blog at http://accesswatch.wordpress.com. Have a great week.
You're listening to Main Menu Live, airing at 2 hours Universal on Wednesday. To participate in the show, please call toll-free 866-400-5333. That's 866-400-5333.
That's right, and the phone lines are now open, and we're ready. Okay, great. We have everybody. All right, great.
I have accounted for everybody.
We had some people MIA for a while. But everybody is back. Yay, absolutely. Hey, let's welcome Woo-hoo. Everybody. Hello, Don. How's it going?
Doing good, Jeff. How's everybody?
I'm doing great. And Randy?
Good. Good evening.
I'm sorry that you're missing your basketball game, and we know that that was a very serious, it was a difficult thing for you to do, And we already have a caller. We're going to ask the caller to hold on just a minute. But welcome aboard. And Rick, welcome aboard, sir.
Good evening.
The melodious tones of the Harmon. All right. Well, let's bring on our caller. I'm not exactly sure what they want yet, but let's find out. I suspect it's Vista. Let's find out. Hello, caller, and welcome to Main Menu Live.
Hello.
Hello there. How can we help
Thank
you tonight?
Thanks for having me on there. I've got a question.
Okay.
And I'd like your comments on the matter. And if it's off topic, I humbly apologize in advance.
It's open phones tonight, so anything's
okay.
on topic.
Well, here we go. I have heard rumors that Freedom Scientific is suing Saratech.
Okay.
Because of the name Freedom Box.
Okay.
And if that be true, that would be a very sad thing because, you know, I used to use JAWS a great deal, and I am now using system access a lot because I do work with other people's computers, and they don't always want me to install stuff on it, you know. So I, you know, and I think all the different screen reading programs have their strengths and weaknesses, and it's a shame that such a tiny, you know, it's a shame that that there's a squabble between any two companies like this because, we're such a tiny market to begin with.
Sure. Okay. Do you want us to comment on that?
Yeah, and I'll hang up. And, oh, one more thing.
Yeah.
I got onto Access Watch and did not find the place where I could write a review of a program.
Okay. Well, we don't have Jamie Pauls here tonight, but what I would suggest that you do is there should be a contact link on his website. You should be able to email him and get in touch with him, and he'll be more than happy to help you out.
Okay, terrific.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, great.
Bye-bye.
The only thing that we can do here tonight is confirm that, yes, there is a lawsuit pending between Freedom Scientific and Saratech Corporation. And I'm not sure that we can really make any further comments other than that. But we do appreciate you calling in and asking that question. Daryl, do you have any further comments on that?
Well, I would just say that the blindness community mailing lists and Google and other resources would be a great way to learn about everything that you might choose to do to tell the parties involved what you think about it.
Yep, and there's nothing wrong with that as being consumers of those products. So, all right, well, moving on. The number 866-400-5333, 866-400-JEFF, and we have another caller. Let's bring the caller in. Boy, it's going to be a busy night. Hello, caller, and welcome to Main Menu Live.
Hi, this is Tina.
Hello, Tina. How's it going tonight?
It's going all right.
Great. How can we help?
Well, I understand the previous caller's, inquiry, and I'm not sure if you guys can mention it, but I wonder if I can mention it.
No, we can't.
Okay.
Okay. But I appreciate that, Tina. And did you have anything else tonight?
I would just be really interested in hearing about those command line programs.
Yeah, well, we're going to try to get to that, definitely.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Tina. Okay. Well, I wanted to move on now to giving Don Barrett the floor and giving him an opportunity to talk about a really cool device that he has been playing with, and that being his new BlackBerry device. And I know I got an email from you today from it, Don, and why don't you give us a little bit of a rundown on what that's all about?
Sure, I'll be glad to. For those of you who may have heard of the term BlackBerry, it's very simply a system developed by a company called Research in Motion, RIM, and what it involves is a series of email servers which do what's called push email, and it's wireless push email, so that because I am now using a BlackBerry device, everyone else at work has BlackBerries hooked to the corporate server, and they get wireless email as a result. And for a long time, we've been asking RIM about the accessibility of their devices. The long and the short answer is that because the BlackBerry software on the RIM devices are written in the micro edition of Java, which contains no accessibility API, they really haven't been in the position to make their devices accessible. The cool thing, though, is that there are other devices under the Symbian operating system, particularly what's known as the third-generation Symbian phones, which run a piece of software called BlackBerry Connect. I've got a Nokia E62, which is running Symbian 60 third generation, and it's also running a number of other pieces of software, including BlackBerry Connect. So now, because we use Singular as the provider, and through the Singular connection with the BlackBerry Enterprise server, I now can send and receive wireless email along with my sighted colleagues at work in the same way that they would using their RIM devices. There is also BlackBerry for Internet service, and those of you who want to find out about whether or not your provider of email would support that, I'd get in touch with your providers and find out whether they would support BlackBerry Enterprise for Internet services, and then it's simply a matter of taking your screen reader of choice, Talks or Mobile Speak, and finding the phone that will work with that device and at the same time also work with BlackBerry Connect software. So there's a little bit of research involved, but it's well worth the effort. I can be sitting in cars or trains or whatever and just get and receive email in real time. And it's kind of fun, but it's also, I'm not sure from a corporate perspective whether I want to be available 24/7. But, at least right. I can say I have the choice now.
Yeah, well, like some of us are available. Cool. Some of us are available 24 hours a day, it seems, at our jobs. And yep. Very interesting. And when I went into the Singular store, because I've been looking at replacing my phone, I looked at the BlackBerry devices, but I didn't really even think that they would even be accessible. So this is something that I'm really going to actually start looking into, because I think some of these BlackBerry phones actually have some pretty decent keyboards on them.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, even better.
Well, the key is, again, it's the third generation Symbian, and you want to make sure the screen reader that you pick is going to work with that third generation software.
Right.
And you also want to make sure the phone and the provider will work with BlackBerry Connect. And once you get all those pieces lined up together, it kind of turns out to be a very nice system.
Very cool. And I was surprised I actually got an email from you on your BlackBerry. So, and it came quick. I mean, now did you use an external keyboard on that, Don, or did you use the keyboard on the phone, or how did you do it?
Actually, I'm able to use the keyboard on the phone. The G key, which is also the number 5 key, is marked with a little nub, uh-huh, just like on the home row. The F and J on a standard keyboard.
Yeah.
It is a very tiny keyboard, and I use the first finger of each hand to count and find the keys.
Oof.
Sighted folks like to use their thumbs. I'm not a good thumb user. I'm much better because you got to feel and count and figure out where you are in relation to the other keys. But I'm sending emails with the best of them.
Can you touch type on it, Don?
Yeah.
You can, okay.
Because it's just like a QWERTY keyboard. For example, if you're on the letter S, you know that above it is W and below it is X. The same with D, E, and C. It's just, if you know your QWERTY keyboard, you can certainly touch type on it. I'm not fast, but I can certainly send short messages and communicate in real time.
Oh,
and,
cool.
It's quite an experience.
All right. Daryl, do we have any questions on the Messenger side?
Okay.
Daryl, do you have any questions on the Messenger side?
All right.
Jeff, are you there?
I am here.
I am. I'm just sitting here trying to get over the fact that Don can count.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm here, Daryl.
Some of my words don't come across the best sometimes, but there's a backspace key on the unit, which is very helpful.
Yeah, that's really good.
Well, that's really cool that we have some accessibility to that network. That's even if we don't still have accessibility to the devices themselves. I was going to go next, and essentially, as related to this topic, we're switching MSN, or I keep saying MSN, we're switching instant messaging platforms at work. We're going to be using using the Jabber/XPP protocol. So fortunately, it is an open platform where there are lots of clients available. And I'm trying out Exodus, and I've also been I've also heard about and had recommended to me Miranda. So do you guys have any ideas on Jabber/XPP messaging clients?
Yeah, one of the things that – can you hear me now, Daryl?
Yes, I can. We couldn't hear you earlier.
Oh, that's really strange. I could hear you guys just fine. Yeah, we're looking for feedback from listeners tonight, too, on this question because I don't think Randy or Rick or Don has any – do you guys have any experience with other Jabber clients?
No.
Rick,
none
do you?
None whatsoever.
How about you, Rick?
No, sir.
No, okay.
No,
all right.
Sir.
So I know that they're we're on Skype, everybody, so there is a little bit of a delay here. If anybody listening out there tonight has any experience with Miranda or any other Jabber clients, we'd love to hear from you tonight on their accessibility. So,
speaking of MSNs, we have a few.
Okay, let's go ahead.
So Ming would like to know, hey, is there going to be a demo or a review similar to what Rick has done on Windows Vista using HAL or System Access or Windows?
Yes, we are actually working on Rick will be working on a Windows version of what he's done for us, and we're working with Ceratec Corporation in coming up with the format to get something together from them using System Access, and we'll be in touch with Dolphin as well. So, yeah, the plan is to try to get everybody, kind of everybody walking through those same areas within Vista so that everyone has a good idea, and that's our goal. So.
And
you know, one of the
go ahead, Randy.
Oh, go ahead.
Okay. One of the things that I would be interested in, Rick, when you take a look at that, is I've already seen some pretty fundamental prompt differences when you're tabbing through the default layout, say, of a control panel with JAWS versus WindowEyes. Some of the controls are called entirely different things. Now, obviously, you're going to say, like what? And I'm going to say, I can't recall at the moment, but I would like you, when you go through that, you might make some mental notes, especially like when you get to the control that changes it from the standard links layout to more of a list view layout. I noticed that they weren't addressed as the same thing, and I think that's kind of interesting. So it sort of begs the question, who's really calling the control right, and is it because they can see the control, or is it because they've come up with a label because they had to?
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? And that's a really good.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And you know, I don't know if there has really been an industry-wide adoption of, you know, what are all of these new control types called? And you know, perhaps that's something that we as a community can work on and come up with some sort of a standard and suggest it to the entire industry as a whole, so that, you know, I mean, obviously, look, you know, not. I mean, every screen reader isn't going to have every feature that everyone needs. I mean, so, you know, everyone is using multiple, or at least, you know, a good majority of people are. And so, yeah, it would be good to adopt a standard. Maybe Microsoft can help in that instance as well. We have a caller. Let's bring the caller in. Hello, caller, and welcome to Main Menu Live.
Hello, everybody. It's Beth from Newport News, Virginia. Hope
Hello,
everybody's
Beth.
Doing well tonight. I sure am. And I wanted to say, first of all, that I really, really enjoyed Rick's three-part series. Thank you very much, Rick. And the other thing is that I had written to Next Generation Technologies. Jeff, you had them on not too long ago about JSA 5.0.
Yes, uh-huh.
And I wrote, just for the heck of it, to ask if they were doing anything with Vista, and they said yes. They are working on a 6.0, which will be out, and that will work with Vista. I don't know if they are also doing things for XP in 6.0, but I do know that they said that they are 6.0 will work with Vista. So I would suggest that, when possible, you have them back.
Okay.
And have them do a presentation on that. And with that, I'm going to hang up. I just want to tell you
a little tidbit
of information.
Well, hold on, Beth. Hold on. Did they give you a timeline as to when that's going to be released?
They said in a few weeks.
Oh, that's soon.
And,
oh,
yeah,
wow.
I mean, you know, I can't, that they didn't say that was written in stone, but I
sure.
mean, that's what they are trying for. That's their goal.
Okay.
And
well,
so
I will get in touch with my contacts with them tomorrow.
Yeah, it really sounds exciting. And that speech recognition that Microsoft has built into Vista is pretty darn good, especially considering what Rick was doing and, you know, the load that was placed on his PC. But I'll tell you what, that JSAY smokes, man. That is great.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Okay.
I have to agree.
Okay, well, I'll look forward to that whenever you can get it going.
Okay, well, thank you, Beth, for calling in.
Thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah, Rick, now let's talk about that just a minute. And I know we're kind of jumping all over the place tonight, but caller's kind of direct. So, Rick, tell us a little bit about that. Tell us again what type of machine you recorded that on and... you know, what kind of microphone you were using. We noticed that the recording was a little bit distant, and you know, because this would give listeners an idea of potentially, you know, why some of it probably didn't react as well as it did. And I don't necessarily think it was is because of Microsoft software necessarily, right, Rick?
No. That was really rigged up. All the rest of the recording, I was using a USB microphone, and I was recording to Goldwave. But what I had to do in that particular segment, and you could definitely hear a voice change, is I had to switch. I had to turn, you know, my speakers down because it was interfering with the speech recognition. I had to use I was just using a cheap stick mic, you know, for the speech recognition itself. I was running the speech recognition, which takes a lot of processing power. I was running Goldwave, which takes, you know, a tremendous amount of processing power while it's recording. And on top of that, I was running multiple programs.
You're lucky it worked at all, Rick.
Yes, and it did. And there were a couple segments I had to chop out of there because it messed up so bad it messed the recording up, too.
Oh, wow. Out.
So I was running 100% load all the time with that, and in the defense of the speech recognition, when I was working on it the night before, when I was just using it and playing with programs, it worked much, much better. I don't know what the deal was with the Windows M key thing, but it did work much, much better than it did on the recording.
That's great. We have another caller.
I'm running a 3-gig machine with 1 gig of RAM.
Okay, 3-gig machine. Okay, yeah. All right, let's bring in our next caller. Hello, caller, and welcome to Main Menu Live.
Hello, everybody. This is Chris. How you doing? It's Toonhead.
Hey, Toonhead. How you doing, buddy?
I'm recovering.
Oh, good. Well, our thoughts and prayers are with you, buddy.
Well, thank you. That's very cool. I just want to thank Rick for the wonderful Vista review. The only thing I noticed, and I'm not sure why this was, but I noticed that the speech was a bit fast in some of the sections, and it seemed like it was farther away and kind of close in some. I'm not sure why that was, but you know, other than that, it was good.
Yeah, I think that's just because of the way that his studio is set up, isn't that the case, Rick?
Yeah, basically, yeah. I had my jaws right up a little high, and sometimes my mic was placed a little differently.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not a huge deal. I just wanted to. It's not a bad thing. It's just, hey, as long as you get the information out there. And
that's right.
That's a good thing. I did want to kind of go off topic for just a second.
Okay. I had a question for you. I had a question for you, too. And,
Go ahead.
Because I know you've played with a bunch of different instant messaging applications, and I'm hoping, have you played with Miranda or any of the Jabber type clients at all, Chris?
I have actually played with Miranda a little bit. The only thing I don't really like about it on my system is that it won't read the entire contact list. Like, let's say if someone has a really long screen name, It cuts it off.
Oh, that's interesting.
You know, and I'm sure that that can be fixed, you know, because I'm sure that if you, like, drag the window with the mouse or something like
yeah.
that. But it reads fine. I mean, if you have a conversation with someone, it certainly reads okay.
Now, are there JAWS scripts or window I set files for it? Or?
There are JAWS scripts. I don't exactly remember the exact URL. I can get that to you if you need me to. But I have played with the JAWS scripts, and they do help a little bit with actual focus issues. Sometimes the window
okay.
will go out of focus if you, like, jump between windows.
Uh-huh.
And but it works great, most of the time anyway. And there are different
cool.
plugins you can get for it.
I have the scripts and the Miranda plugin itself on my website.
Of course you do, Rick.
Oh, cool.
Jim Grimsby sent those up to me.
Okay, great.
There you go.
So
I'll be giving those a try this week.
There you go. Why don't you go ahead and give your website, and then we'll let Chris ask his other question. What's your website, Rick?
Okay, the website is www.blind-geek-zone.net.
All right, great. Okay, Chris, you had another thought or question.
It's actually a recommendation. I know a lot of people have been looking for accessible MP3 players.
Ah, yes.
And I think I found the one, okay? It's called the Creative Zen Stone MP3 player. It's only a gig. I know that's not a lot these days. But it's available in many different colors, if you can see colors. It's available at Amazon.com for like $40. And the cool thing about this is it has no screen to speak of.
Really?
It only has a couple of different buttons on it, and it requires no software.
Ooh, so you can access it like a drive then?
Exactly. Now, okay. there is software for it, but you don't need it.
And I heard from the Ranger Station blog that it also plays Audible.
It certainly does, and different WDM or DRM content. Well,
keep in mind that it's format 3 on Audible, though. It does not do format 4, which is... Oh, does it do 4?
Yeah, 3 and 4, I think it is.
We'll do some research and make sure of that. But now, what about... So will it work with NetLibrary and Overdrive and...
I'm not sure about that.
Those are...
Windows Media DRM.
So it should. Randy or Don or Rick, have you guys heard of this or seen it?
I haven't seen that particular player, no.
It's pretty new, I take it.
I just heard about it the other weekend. Yeah, I think it's pretty new.
Mm-hmm.
My wife's going to kill me if I buy another MP3 player.
I've got like 4 of them now.
Yeah, well, you're
now
not
Karen's
married.
Karen's going to be like,
I know,
Karen's
not
gonna
yet.
Karen's going to be like, isn't 3 enough?
Yeah, exact. No kidding.
But my girlfriend supports my MP3 player. She's like, dude, buy more.
Yes, well...
In fact, she bought one yesterday, so she's going to be the guinea pig and tell me how it works for her. She's blind as well, so she'll be the one to tell me how it works for her. So.
All right, great.
But yeah, I just thought I would throw that out there and let everybody know it's available at many different places for like around $40, I think it is. And that's pretty cool because you have other players that have cost much more than that.
That's actually a pretty decent price.
Pretty decent price.
And yeah. I hear it's pretty darn small, too.
It is. That's the only problem, I think, that you could almost lose it if you're not careful.
Yeah,
but,
don't give one to Randy. He'd lose it.
There you go. everybody, we'll all lose our MP3 players and buy more. How about that?
Yeah.
That works for me.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think both of our wives who are named Carrie would not be too happy. But.
They're no fun.
Yeah. All right, Chris, we'll let you go. Thanks for calling
in. Okay, Dan, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, bye.
Go ahead.
Minor update on the MP3 player front, and that is with, as Jeff, I have an iPod Video using the Rockbox software, and in their most recent round of updates, they've actually done some work to increase battery life and also to eliminate a major lockup I was having, which sort of made me wonder where they were going with their software, but... It's like back to being stable again, so I'm very pleased.
Oh, good.
With where it's going.
Yeah,
I'm getting about 12 hours now between charges. And
good.
And I've got about 500 albums on my on my video. So, I mean, that's a lot of music to be dealing with.
Oh, that's a heck of a lot of music. That's great. All right. Well, we wanted to give you guys about 10 minutes or so to kind of talk about or however long you guys want to talk about it, and we can kind of go around the table and kind of talk Vista in general. Both Rick and Randy have had opportunities to play with Vista with, I know, JAWS for Windows 8.0 Public Beta 2, and I know that you, Rick, have had some time to play with WindowEyes as well. And I wanted to get your guys' impressions of Vista, as well as, you know, where you guys think the screen readers are now. You know, we've had Vista now for, what, 4 or 5 months? And, you know, it's... it'd be just kind of interesting to just to go around the table and talk about it. The one thing we want to preface all of this by saying that we know that JAWS for Windows 8.0 is in public beta right now. So the comments that are said here in reference to that, you must keep that in mind, and that it is not a released version for Vista at this time. So we know that, you know, obviously if it's beta, there's probably going to be, you know, some issues. I mean, Freedom Scientific even acknowledges that. So remember that the issues that may be discussed tonight are more than likely issues that will be fixed, in the final version. So let's see.
It's also important to understand that if you install the public beta on a Vista system, that any support issues go through the beta feedback form,
exactly,
and not through tech support.
And it really is critical,
so
everybody.
Beware.
It really is critical that if you are going to go ahead and, you know, get Vista and play in that playground, that it's really imperative that you communicate with the vendor of your screen reader, whether that be JAWS for Windows and Freedom Scientific, or I even know, you know, like, for example, Dolphin. You know, that you are communicating with them and submitting your issues to them, because, you know, if you don't, they're not going to know that they exist potentially. So it really is important and to your best interest to take that time, go up to their website and make that happen. So, all right, why don't we start with Rick, and then we'll get Randy's impressions, and then we'll kind of go back and forth. And Rick, you can ask Randy to interject any time, or, you know, however you want to handle that. So take it away, Mr. Rick.
Okay. Well, for the most part, I was pretty impressed. A lot of the problems that I initially thought were screen reader issues, I have now seen that they're actually Vista issues. So I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well, that's interesting, but, isn't it? Now, have you found that to be the case, Randy?
Well, Rick, if you could sort of cite some problems, then I can get a better idea of how you think that.
A lot of the focus issues, the Windows Mail focus issues, the Windows Explorer focus issues, some of the Internet Explorer focus issues.
Yeah,
I would agree with that.
I've heard this elsewhere too, that there were some focus issues, and so that is kind of interesting to hear that. Wow, that's kind of surprising.
Because initially I thought they were JAWS problems, but right, then as I started messing with WindowEyes and System Access and what have you, I noticed the same problems. So, you know, it's obviously not, you know, it's
so
not just a screen reader issue.
Go ahead, Don.
I want to ask you guys, I mean, is that something inherent in the mirror driver technology that we need to be concerned about? Is it something that the screen readers can overcome? Is it something that Microsoft needs to be aware of? You know, this kind of concerns me that you guys are seeing this, because you would think that all things being equal, the operating system should behave, and Microsoft would have you believe that it does for us.
Well, let me first tell you that there have been unresolved Windows XP focus issues since the launch of Windows XP. So I think you really have to lay some of that at Windows' feet. So I'm not altogether sure that it's entirely the property of the screen reader. But having said that, that's a call that I think most of us really don't know how to make, because we may have our opinions, but we're not at the code level, and we're not able to really say what is the driver giving the application. I think what it means that we have to do is be in the ear of the screen reader vendor and then let them go back. If they think it's a problem with Microsoft, they can certainly get their attention and say, fix this. I mean, Doug has done this on multiple occasions, and I would imagine we'll continue to do this. I would bet that Freedom does too. So I think that's the approach. And I think actually that's part of the problem, is that while we all may have ideas about what we think is broken, we're so far removed from the way in which the information's obtained that it's really kind of a subjective call sometimes. I mean, we might be right, but you know, maybe we're not always right. So, I mean, I think you still have to lean on the vendor. I think that's what you have to do. And then they can lean on their source of support if they think it's not their fault.
What do you think, Rick?
I agree. It is just my opinion. But I did notice that a lot of these issues came up with System Access as well, and it does things differently than WindowEyes or JAWS as far as... you know, it doesn't use a DCM or anything, or mirror drivers. And the one focus issue two of them I'll address, is the Windows Mail issue, which all the screen readers did the exact same thing, as you arrow down through the folders. As soon as it comes across a folder that has messages in it, the focus instantly changes to the list view.
Hey,
I've seen that too.
It does that in Windows XP as well, by the way.
Yeah, and in my computer... on Windows Explorer, if you Alt-Tab in and out of there, once you come back into My Computer or Windows Explorer, the focus isn't in the same place. And all of the screen readers did that as well, regardless of where they use the mirror drivers or just, you know, their own ways of doing it.
It would be interesting it would be very interesting to turn a screen reader off and, you know, for example, if you have someone sighted there and kind of mimic, you know, what you're doing with the keyboard and see if these focus issues happen, because I'll tell you, that would give you the answer, folks, whether that's a screen reader issue or, well, at least it's high probability that would give you an answer. And, you know, there's a service pack coming out, I think, who knows, but I mean, the guess is...
The end of the year?
Well, I don't know. I've heard August, so I don't know. I mean, who knows?
Okay.
I mean, well, but then again, we.
Yeah, which year?
You all exactly, well, you know, Vista took quite a bit longer to come out, and so you know, who knows when the service pack will come out? But maybe some of these issues will be addressed. And let's face it. There's a lot of other issues in reference to driver compatibility and things like that that people are running into. One of the things that I've been kind of curious about. Do you guys know if Creative have come out with drivers for their older sound cards?
I haven't looked, but I will.
Yeah,
that's
yes,
a really
to some
good
extent.
Question.
They have. Okay,
yes.
Because
yes,
well, because
I'm using an Oddity 2 here, and that's not a new card.
No, I'm using two Oddity 2 cards, you know, and then an onboard NVIDIA card in my machine.
Yeah.
And
yeah, they definitely support the Oddity series.
Oh, well, okay, that's good, because they didn't a couple months ago.
Yeah, because I have Oddity drivers running.
But it's not unusual for them to take three to five months to get caught up like that. I mean, but I'd be shocked if they didn't support Oddity.
Yeah.
One thing that I've noticed, and Rick, my comment was more in terms of the protocol rather than not agreeing with you on where you think focus is being lost, because I agree with you. It's just my feeling on that is that our lens is still the screen reader.
Sure.
And even if we think something is Microsoft's fault,
sure,
they're the people that interface with Microsoft. They're in the best position to really understand how they get what they get, and
oh,
they're
definitely
in the position to lean on them. Having said that, I'll lay something out, and I'm wondering what you feel about this. You know, I'm kind of a new school, old school kind of guy. I love the search feature in Vista, but I like my views in a list view. Okay? So what I have noticed is that if I go into my computer and I just start looking between my drives with JAWS, it mistracks the view, and I hear dinging when I hit the down arrow several times to go from resource to resource. I eventually get there, and I can use my insert 8 to verify that I'm there, but that's really annoying. Now, again, I want to remind everybody, they're a beta product, and they've got time to fix this, and I have every faith that they'll make an effort to do this.
Well, I'm sure they will.
I don't know whether the issue is something that XP is doing to confuse it, or if, I mean, Vista's you doing to confuse it, or if there's something got fixed along the way that broke something else, and that's what we're dealing with, because you just don't know.
Yeah,
we have.
We have
an MSN about sound card compatibility. If you're interested.
Yeah, go ahead, Daryl.
Okay, Matt says to answer the question about Creative drivers, they have not released a Sound Blaster Live driver, but they do have Audigy drivers.
Okay,
so there you go.
Well, that's good, and hopefully,
and they probably never will release a live driver.
Yeah, probably not. And let's hope that Vista will pick up the two Audigy cards that are in this computer, because I'll tell you something, you literally have to sing and dance and stand on your head and pray really hard for them to actually both get seen and get named right. It took hours for me to get that configured, and they don't play well together. Two of the same card doesn't work too well. You've got to really kind of finagle it. But
yeah.
I'm not the hardware guy, that's for darn sure.
As far as what you were saying about the list navigation, I've noticed that a lot in Vista. You know, if it's left in the tile view, I've noticed JAWS works very poorly with it. Window Eyes did appear to work better to me, what little I've played with it.
I agree.
It didn't seem to have near the problems. Same thing with dialogue issues. JAWS doesn't speak a lot of the dialogues.
Yeah, I got one where I was installing something and it said, it was asking me, do I want to go ahead and run it anyway or something, and I had to go find it with it. With the JAWS cursor, and I'm going, whoa, this is a step back.
Right, and sometimes even with the JAWS cursor, it just says graphic this or graphic that, and I noticed Window Eyes did perform much better there for whatever reason.
Yeah, I think...
Yeah. And Window Eyes read the dialogues automatically, too.
Yeah, I think a lot of this has to do with, well, who knows exactly? I mean, I would be guessing just as well as everybody else sitting around the table here tonight, but, I mean... You know, I know that Freedom is working hard and they're working on the product and I'm sure that, you know, I mean, this is definitely, what is this, their second public beta for Vista or third?
Yes, the second.
Second, right.
Second
okay.
Public beta.
That's what I thought.
And
so,
hopefully a third is forthcoming here very shortly.
Yes, exactly. And I think, you know, that they're going to make, you know, leaps and bounds and getting a lot of these issues resolved.
Well, that's what I said on the tutorial. I wanted to make it very clear that, like you said, it is a beta. I have no doubts that Freedom will fix these problems, and I don't want people to look at the demonstration and say, oh, well, JAWS don't work worth a crap. Well, you know, in a month, that could all disappear.
Well, exactly. I mean, you know, we're sort of just sitting here talking about, okay, what does the current landscape look like? Well, you know, we're probably going to have this conversation again in 6 months and right. Look at it again and go, okay, everybody, you know, where are we at?
There's also, though, nothing wrong with calling it as you see it in the moment. Because what is.
Well, absolutely. I mean, well, of course, if it's a public beta, then we as consumers have the right to be able to discuss and inform, you know, the vendor of the issues, and that's why they provide the public beta form. And
that's right.
And it's really, really, really important to make sure that we are, you know, communicating with whatever vendor has a public beta, that you get those issues to that vendor so that they can get those issues resolved, or at least so that they're aware of them.
We have go ahead,
Daryl.
Matt just also said that he believes that there is an unofficial, and quote unofficial quote type driver for SB Live cards.
But very, very.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
Oh, good for unofficial drivers. I love them.
Yeah, there's also an unofficial XP-SP3 that hackers are putting together. I'm not sure I'd trust that either, but.
Just to be complete, what were you going to say, Rick?
Well, what I was going to say about the beta process and where I kind of have a problem with FS, and I really don't want to bash anybody or anything, but people keep telling me that, you know, they're submitting stuff through the beta feedback process, and they don't hear anything back from Freedom Scientific.
Yeah.
And if you try to talk to Freedom Scientific in any official way about Vista support, they just say, you know, no way, we're not going to talk about it. And, you know, they really need, when you supply them with feedback on the beta, they need to get back to you.
Yeah, well, I think...
Being told they're not.
Yeah, I think that's definitely something that really, you know, should happen. And maybe a wiki or some sort of a bug, you know, public bug tracking system where you can go in and query the system, something like that would be...
They could use Bugzilla or something.
Yeah, they could use...
I'll tell you what, Rick, I think what you do is you keep track of all the bugs you submitted in the public beta process, and when the final release comes... If the majority of those bugs haven't been addressed, then it's open season. You have every right at that point to say something.
But what's kind of scaring me even more, though, right now is a lot of these bugs that I've seen with build 2107 in Vista.
Were there in the prior one?
Well, I've come back to XP now for the last week. I've been working in XP again because I've had projects to do.
Yeah.
And I'm noticing all these bugs.
I don't even want to go there.
Yeah, I think it's best that we kind of leave that alone. But
right, and what I'm trying to say is that just because the bug is in Vista doesn't mean
it is not also in XP.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
I think that, and I'm going to say it this way, and the chips will fall where they do. Consumers have a right to track their input into a company, having worked for a company for a number of years. I think Jeff's still waiting for his macros.
You're so
bad. Business vision. So, I mean, I can tell you this from having been on the other side of that fence. I mean, you have the right to track the input of your comments, and if you honestly think that a company is responding, then you give them love and you give them strokes and you say, that a boy. And if over a number of years, if you think bugs you keep submitting and resubmitting don't get attended to, then that also says something. And I think the chips fall where they may based on everybody's experience with that company. And it's fair for each consumer to assess that and make their own decision appropriately. Now, was I tactful enough, guys?
Well, I think this happens in the mainstream market. I mean, look at the Microsoft news groups, for example. There are plenty of people on there complaining about bugs in product that have been there, you know, for 5 years. And so why should we, as, you know, a blindness community or of consumers, be any different than the mainstream market and be able to do exactly the same things? And that's what mailing lists are for. That's what those things are for. And I believe deep down in my heart that Freedom Scientific is watching those mailing lists. They're aware of what the community is saying.
We have an MSN from a listener.
Hold on one second, Daryl, and we'll get to that in just a second. Go ahead, Don.
I was just going to say real quick, I mean, look at the sighted community in the sense that in January or February, it was almost an official announcement that the Social Security Administration was going through Vista this April. Well, I talked to somebody there a couple weeks ago, and they said it's going to be a good year while they're reevaluating everything. So there's a lot of turmoil about Vista in all scenarios and in all groups. And, you know, we tend to think it's just us. But, I think a lot of users are rethinking and thinking about how and when and if and under what circumstances they want to migrate. And it's a very big, complicated issue. And for us as well, too.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, rushing to Microsoft's defense, not that they need me to do this or anything like that. But I honestly think, and I'd be, Rick, I'd be love to hear your comment on this, but I think Vista is the next step forward. And I think regardless of what issues they come out with before their first service pack, it's going to allow a lot of neat things to happen. The media center features, I love the way they approach the whole issue of security in Vista when it comes to administrative rights, that you as an end user are an administrator, but every program you install may not be given administrator privileges unless you decide to grant them either every time it's run manually or by going into the advanced tab of the properties and checking the box that says, I always want this program to get administrative rights. And why did Microsoft do that? To make it a lot harder for these programs to, you know, glom onto your computer and start making decisions for you, because if you had administrative accounts privileges in Vista, your whole computer was open season.
Yeah, well,
so I mean, that's really good.
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Okay, Daryl, go ahead, because we're kind of getting near the end of the show here. So go ahead, Daryl.
Tina wants to tell everybody to visit SaveSaratech.org for the petition on the FS versus Saratech issue.
Okay. All right. And
there you go.
Thank you, Daryl. And okay. Well, let's kind of go around the table for any last minute comments, and we'll start with Rick and Randy on the Vista side, and we'll have you go first, Randy.
Well, it's just a kind of a restatement of things. You know, all of you remember back to when XP was first released, and how we had security patches within 4 to 6 weeks of the first release, and everybody was wondering whether, you know, the network UNP protocol was going to be something we could really use, because if you chose to use it, you might be opening up your computer to everything, and then all of a sudden, you know, through patches and some other efforts, they kind of got it under control. I mean, this is no different, and there's a lot of neat capabilities in there, but I will also add that the caution I will give you is, if you're installing on a system, make certain the monitor you're installing to and the video card you're using is what you intend to use in that system, especially if you give it to another client, because I had a situation where because the monitor I had initially done the installing was a very high-resolution monitor, and the one that the client was using was not. I actually had to go and reinstall Vista. It was a complicated set of reasons, but had to do with the fact that the 30 days of grace had run out, and they wanted me to go in and lower the resolution, but I couldn't lower the resolution because I didn't have access privileges. It was fun and games, but I mean it all straightened out. But I still feel like there's a lot of things that Microsoft's gone to the trouble to do to try to keep CRUD off your computer, try to keep spyware off the computer, and will they be perfect? No. But is it a better attempt than XP was? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Rick.
I would tend to agree. I think, you know, we're all going to be using Vista, you know, within the next year or so. I don't know about, you know, the people using older computers, but certainly if you buy a new computer, don't tell them to put XP on it. You know, you need to bite the bullet. You need to go to XP. This is where we're all going. It's a much better operating system than XP. Granted, it does need more resources to function, but, you know, it's the way we're going, and, you know, that's that.
There you go. All right, Don, and you want to give a last-minute comment on the BlackBerry, and then I think we're going to be almost out of time.
Yeah, if anybody wants to email me offline, donter@verizon.net, donter@verizon.net. We can talk about BlackBerry issues. I also have a Braille manual for a 6620 Nokia phone. Anybody wants a Braille manual for the 6620, I'm giving away the manual. And that's it for my comments, and thanks for having me on, Jeff.
All right, great. And Daryl, you want to let everybody know what's coming up next week?
Next week, we will have Dancing Dots on to talk all about music and technology for blind musicians.
That's going to be good. Wow.
Yeah, that's going to be a great one. So look forward to that, everybody. That's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have demonstrations and descriptions of the products in the first hour, and then we'll have them on live in the second hour. You can call in and ask all your questions of them. So we're really, really looking forward to that. Randy, you're not going to want to miss that one.
Oh, yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, everybody. Well, listen, I want to thank all of you for participating tonight. It's been a lot of fun, and we're going to have you back in June or early July. And and, you know, just kind of check up on stuff and all that kind of fun stuff. So, all right. Well, with that, we'll wish everybody a good night, and we'll see all of you next week on the next edition of Main Menu Live. Good night, everybody.
If you would like to contact the Main Menu production team or panel of experts heard this evening on Main Menu Live, then simply send an email to mainmenu@acbradio.org. That's mainmenu@acbradio.org. If you have suggestions for topics or you have questions that you would like to have addressed on a future edition of Main Menu Live, then email us and we'll do what we can to answer them or cover your suggested topics on a future Main Menu Live. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us next week on ACB Radio Mainstream for another Main Menu Live.